Inspire. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us here at Talk Radio. Well, I'm almost done for another day. Just one last chore of the day. Got to talk to John Holmes.
Yeah, I've got a book out as well, but it's very similar to that.
Is it remarkable? Yeah, all the work you've done for tackling extremism.
Obviously.
Well, in this office.
Yeah. Yes, that's just keeping a lid on you.
Lots of extremist views on football in this office. We're in the same office as TalkSport. Tess, what's happening on your show today?
Well, now, we will be giving away some meat today. It is in a game of Dead or Alive. We'll be giving away chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Because we're not racist. Of course, there will be the news explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus, of course. We will have David Baddiel on.
Get in.
Get out.
All right,
David Baddiel will be coming on to talk about his new book and stuff like that.
Oh, there's a lot of new books out. It's all the season.
We're all doing it, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Apart from me, I never finished. I started writing one, never finished it. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for John Holmes after the news.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here.
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right on macabre, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-fat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes. Good afternoon, hello. It's Wednesday. It's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria Look with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK to build a wall around Calais. Capital's largest nightclub is set to close. And a full house for the Paralympic opening ceremony.
Talk Radio.
Lorry drivers have criticised plans for the UK to build a 13-foot-high wall in Calais to contain migrants as a poor use of taxpayers' money. The barrier, which is expected to cost almost £2 million, is stretched for 1 kilometre along the main motorway to the port in northern France. Security expert John Gearson says the idea is meant to help hauliers.
They are getting attacked and their vehicles are being broken into generally, and perhaps also some members of the public. But it is pretty much focused on the approach to Calais, because of course there are other ports that go to the United Kingdom, but here we have a very large number of refugees very close to the Channel Tunnel and of course the ferry port.
During Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May told the Commons more needs to be done to deal with the migration crisis.
We cannot shy away from dealing with illegal migration, and I will be returning to this at the UN General Assembly. We need to improve the way we distinguish between refugees and economic migrants. This will enable our economies to benefit from controlled economic migration, and in doing so, we will be able to get more help to refugees who need it.
A car containing several gas cylinders has been found near Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Intelligence services say the vehicle was discovered on Saturday night and its owner was on their watch list. A man has appeared in court charged with attempting to burgle Wayne Rooney's mansion while the footballer played in his own testimonial game. Robert McNamara from Scarborough is accused of targeting the property in Cheshire last month. 9 people have been charged after protesters managed to get onto the runway at London City Airport, causing major disruption. More than 130 flights were cancelled yesterday after the group representing Black Lives Matter reportedly swam across the docks to reach the site. They're all accused of aggravated trespass and being unlawful lawfully airside within a restricted area of an aerodrome. The Mayor of London is warning the decision to close one of the capital's biggest nightclubs will see the city's nightlife decline even more. Islington Council revoked Fabric's licence last night after police raised concerns about drugs. Sadiq Khan says London's lost half of its nightclubs in the last 8 years. And the president of the International Paralympics Committee has admitted this year's build-up to the Rio Games has been the worst in modern times. Ticket sales, which had initially been slow, have surpassed the 1.5 million mark, and tickets for tonight's opening ceremony are sold out. Sue Bott is from the Disability Rights Network.
These athletes work so hard to get where they are, and it's that achievement, being at the top of their game, just the same as with any other athlete, that's what we should be celebrating.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here comes the weather.
Cloudy in the north with some drizzle, mostly dry elsewhere with plenty of sunshine. Feeling warm and humid.
Are you?
Yes, with highs of 26 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. It's 3 minutes past one. Here is Ben. Is it Ben? It's always Ben, isn't it? Moose hasn't done it for ages.
That's true.
Ben with the pre-recorded sports.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Yeah. Good afternoon. The England under-21s manager says young English players need to have the right attitude if they want opportunities at the top level. Marcus Rashford, Nathaniel Shalabar and Ruben Loftus-Cheek scored in last night's 6-1 victory over Norway, but rarely, if ever, start in the Premier League. Gareth Southgate told TalkSport players need to work for their chances.
It's no good just sitting moaning about it. It's like us as English coaches. You know, we want opportunity, but we've got to make ourselves as good as we can. If you're a young English player, you can't give people an opportunity to leave you out by questioning your attitude or your mentality.
Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parish told TalkSport former Arsenal midfielder Mathieu Flamini is having a medical at Selhurst Park today, that ahead of a move to the club. Finally, Warren Gatland has got what he calls the biggest job in world rugby for a second time. The Wales head coach has been put in charge of the British and Irish Lions for next year's tour of New Zealand after leading the side to a 2-1 series win over Australia in 2013. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
I think we should move the desk into that corner.
Oh, the desk's been awarded a corner. That could really change things at this late stage of play.
If you're a Sky TV customer obsessed with football, upgrade now to Sky Sports and get 3 months for half price with no contract. You'll get more football than ever, 126 live Premier League matches and new goals and highlights on your phone. All half price for 3 months.
Now for the corner. Oh, the bookshelves have just edged him out. He's been forced back to the sidewall.
Search Sky Sports offer. Sky, believe in better. New Sky Sports customers only. 31 days notice to cancel. Further terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
You're listening to Talk Radio at airports.
Barack Obama says, no, your mum's a toilet wall in my locals.
Some of the planes had become sentient, like in Skynet.
If you're lunching alone,
Isma! We'll say the news. Bradley Wiggin. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. When he invited ISIS support, did he text it and ask it to bring poppers to his flat?
A hate preacher, Anjum Chowdhury, has been...
Ape-like. He was a chimpanzee, not a bear. A retired Boeing 747 Airbus.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
With its feet in the air. There, you think cups have had their day. You simply think we don't need cups anymore now that we've got solid food and revenge porn.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello, then. And good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the third day of the week of September. It's your Talk Radio in the Afternoons programme. I'm Edith Bowman. John Holmes is sitting in for me, Edith, I'm Edith Bowman, all week on Virgin Radio Breakfast, that's Talk Radio's sister station. So I, Edith Bowman, who I am returning the favour by sitting in for John on Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's me, Edith Bowman, I am her. So it's the 1-4 bit of the radio that I think I'm learning. We're just getting breaking news on this, that there are plans to build some kind of wall around the show to stop it marauding its way onto the airwaves with terrible problems with radio show traffickers, of course, trying to force this programme into the back of Julia Hartley Brewer and to just sort of move it around without anyone noticing. And of course at night then, when Julia Hartley Brewer hangs upside down in her vampire cave, that's when we break out of her. It's an unsavoury business, the radio trafficking. Here we are then with today's radio equivalent of tonight's Paralympic opening ceremony, except with none of the spectacle, budget, heroes, prosthetic limbs or popularity. Like, you know those Channel 4 billboards that they've got around at the moment? I thought I'd take a leaf out of those books. And I did try to hold up a baby with my feet. But I'll be honest, my explanation to the manager of the Canterbury branch of Mothercare fell on deaf ears. Ironically, you know, given the Paralympics. Anyway, I expect you're wondering what's coming up on today's thing. Well, let me tell you this. Headline Hijack is on the way within the next hour as your chance arrives to get a made-up news story into Victoria's news at 2 o'clock. She is the proud owner of this mouth.
This mouth.
And it will say the news at 2 o'clock. But the news at 2 o'clock will have a news lie in it, won't it? Yes, it will. And why will it have a news lie in it? I'll tell you. Because we like to confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme. They get in at 2, having had, perhaps been out for lunch. And they hear the news at 2 o'clock, which comes out of this mouth.
This mouth.
But there is a made-up lie in there, which we never speak of again after 2 o'clock. That is Headline Hijack. Get your made-up stories in 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then we'll meet another lonely luncher as they become inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now with prizes. Yes. Yes. So if you get inducted into the Lonely Lunch Club, all you've got to be is a person lunching alone for whatever reason. The reason isn't important, although we will want to know why. Come on the radio, have an idle chat, make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That is how it works. And you will be rewarded with a gift of your souvenir Lonely Lunch Club gift of your choice. Choose from these.
You can have a mug,
yes,
or a Metro newspaper.
Yep.
Scrawled with haikus on it.
Half completed haikus from the news and haikus that didn't work.
And also a rejected Colin Murray TalkSport calendar.
All to give away. So you can choose the mug as well. It could be a Talk Radio mug, right? But also in the kitchen where we get them from is a TalkSport mug. There is also a TalkSport 2 mug. Take your pick of those. As we said, there's a copy of this morning's Metro that's just got badly written haikus scribbled over it by Cornelius on a train. Or, yes, they are throwing out, because Colin Murray has left, Colin Murray, out-of-date Colin Murray souvenir calendars
that
from his
is.
Show. Yes. And we've got a box of them, and you can have one of those as well. Take your pick. So all you got to do is email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Work experience punditry as well. Today, being a Wednesday, it comes courtesy of Ellie, who will be in here with her square-bearded, man-bun-sporting, hipster-mankle nonsense. There's the news, as aforementioned, in haikus, the news explained through the medium of Japanese poetry. We'll be out on the street finding out what the man and woman in it think. Today, do they think key rings or bonsai trees? Professor Stephen Hawking may well be along to tell us an unbroadcastable joke. You can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg, because Victoria,
we're not racist.
That's right. There's the diversity paper review, your reactions, of course, plus hot guest action. Later, at around 2:30 this afternoon, we will be joined by David Baddiel. Ginger producer Dave, not producing, missing, presumed dead student. As broadcast is through the glass. She's in a great mood today. Cloaca is on the buttons. Cloaca.
Right. Silent protest.
Yes, yeah, silent protest there. Cloaca, we learned the other day, is Chloe's full name, but also it means turtle's genitals. Victoria is dancing with news in her eyes.
So much news.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
Bad news, he's been closed down because, like the club Fabric, you know, he's simply full of drugs. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoon for Talk Radio. Right, let's start with some music. The noise of the Arctic Monkeys. You're listening to Virgin Radio. It's a force of habit there. I've been doing Virgin Breakfast all week, playing bands like the Arctic Monkeys. And this morning, get this for a topical triple play, a teasingly topical triple play, as someone texted in to call it earlier.
What?
On Virgin. I played Hit the Road Jack by Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Followed by Frank Turner's Polaroid Picture, followed by Billy Joel Piano Man.
Okay. Yeah. Why?
Can't remember. but what the question isn't why I was playing those. The question is, why was I playing that for today's big story, Arctic Monkeys Brick by Brick? And I know for a fact that I can see in your eyes, even though they look in different directions, and neither of them are looking at me, even though your head is facing this way, for you are across between the boss-eyed actor, the late Marty Feldman, the boss-eyed comedian, the late Russell Howard, and the creature from the cartoon film series Ice Age. That's your face. And even though that's your eyes that look in two completely different directions, I can still see in them that you're desperate to know why I was playing that.
Yes, I am so desperate. So desperate.
Sorry, if you've got a question, you have to put your hand up.
John.
Don't shout out. Cornelius, you've got your hand
up. Yes. John.
Yes.
I'm desperate to know
why on earth you are playing Brick by Brick by the Arctic Monkeys.
Well, it's a good question, and the answer to it is because it ties in with today's big story. And today's big story is, of course, the building of the wall around Calais. It's like Donald Trump has moved here. So they're going to be building this wall around around Calais. We've been hearing that in the news, of course, to contain migrants. So we need to be talking to somebody about that, which we will do next. As podcast is through the glass. It's she's got one job, and it's to book somebody to talk to us. Well, she's got more than one job. To be fair, she's got more than one job. She's looking at me now. She's gone on word strike. It's all right, Cass. Sorry, you've got more than one job.
I can just talk on behalf of Cass. I'm pretty sure I know what she is going to say.
No, because Connor, you can't talk properly. So.
You've got more than one job, Cass.
Go on then, list off something comical to mock me.
No, never do that. Could you get a guest, please, to talk about the wall being built around Calais?
Oh, I've got a good guest that I could get.
Excellent. Good, look at that. That's a first. So, Ask Podcast is through the glass. And we will talk to somebody then from her extensive Rolodex. It says that on a Tinder profile. We'll talk to somebody about the wall around Calais. Next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane, then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Morning. So, you got an IT crisis?
Yeah, my machine's not responding.
Have you pressed Alt-Command-F7?
Alt-Command-F7.
No, F6.
You just said F7?
Yeah, I meant F6.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. Like the all-in-one breakfast wrap. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick, DFS.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues building through Weston on the Green in Oxfordshire. This is north on the A34 towards the M40 at Junction 9. That's because of a broken down van. There's queues Coventry to Rugby on the M60 southbound. A lane's closed, junctions 2 to 1 because of an accident as you head down towards Capthorpe for the M1 and the A14. North of Shropshire, the A41 through Sandford is still closed following an oil spill. Surrounding routes are incredibly busy. And finally in Carmarthenshire, the A40 through Llandovery is still closed both ways following an accident around its junction with Stone Street involving a single vehicle. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, girls allowed. Well, I know girls and women are always allowed, but it's girls allowed superstar Sarah Harding plus John McCririck. Now, Sarah's in a new musical version of Ghost. Maybe her and John can recreate that famous pottery scene. Oh, there's a lovely thought for first thing in the morning. Put your top back on, John.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. And yes, I am John Holmes. Hello there. Just ahead of talking Calais Wall, some of your reactions have been coming in. You can get your reactions to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word.
That's all right, don't you?
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Producer Ricky says James O'Brien is a champagne socialist. And this is coming. We've been asking for your
stories about the Paralympics.
Yes.
This is coming from David, who said, the other day I saw a man with one leg on crutches struggling to cross a road.
Yeah.
So very much in the spirit of the Paralympics, yeah. He did go out of his way to start timing him. Thanks. So that's a lovely story.
That's a very touching story, isn't it? Thanks very much. 21 minutes past one. Let's do today's big story. First, there was Hadrian's. Then, the Great One of China. Then, Trump's. There's also, of course, ice cream, paper, and E, which was that heartwarming Disney film about a small robot trapped on MDMA. But now cometh the Great Wall of France. We learn that there are plans underway to build a wall in Calais to stop the brown walkers coming over here and taking our King's Landing or something. I'm actually reading now from the Brexit Leave campaign manifesto. Winter is coming. And by winter, I mean migrants. Still reading from the manifesto. Jumping on lorries, stowing away in people's hand luggage on the Eurostar, and even hiding inside the bodies of fat truck drivers. But what of the wall? What of the wall? What of the wall? On the telephone now, live from the from beyond the wall is a wildling. Good afternoon, wildling.
You know nothing, John.
Right. Well, yes, you say that, but you know, this wall, they say, you know, is gonna cost £2 million.
You know nothing, John.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's a very good.
You know nothing, John.
All right, stay on the line, Wilding. We'll go to line two. On the line two is Nelly. Hello, Nelly.
Hi there.
Hi there. Thanks for calling in. So now you're the guest that Cass has booked, of course, and we're going to be talking about the wall around Calais. So I presume you've got you work in the building trade. You've got knowledge of this. Is that right?
No, I've been to Build a Bear workshop.
Right. Can you just hang on a moment, Nelly? Cass.
What?
She's been to Build-A-Bear workshop. It's not really the building, is it? It's not a...
It's building, isn't it? I've got you a good guest. He's just in a dentist chair at the moment.
Okay, weird. But so this is Nelly. She's been to a Build-A-Bear workshop.
Yeah, she's built something.
Right. Were there no builders available?
No, they're all on other jobs.
Typical builder. Okay, I'll do. Nelly!
Hi.
Hi. So you've been to a Build-A-Bear workshop. Talk us through the process of building a bear.
Yep. So you go along to Build-A-Bear with a whole load of children who are screaming and very excited about Build-A-Bear.
Yep.
You choose your bear. You then choose your stuff. Or it might not even be a bear. It could be a dog, or it could be something else that isn't a bear or a dog.
Could it be a chimpanzee?
It could be a chimpanzee. I mean, it could
not a bear.
Not a bear. I mean, it could, you know, it's called Build a Bear, but it could be Build Whatever You Like.
Okay.
Factory.
Yeah.
You then choose your stuffing and whether or not you have heaps of stuffing or not much stuffing.
Yeah.
And then that gets hoovered into the bear, which is, I mean, that's the most fascinating part. Then you can have things sewn into the paws so you can squeeze something and it then says, you know, hello, I'm your bear, or it does some kind of ditty, like those really annoying cards that you open up.
Right.
And then you choose an outfit,
yes.
and then you can get loads of accessories.
And this is all very well, but how's that going to stop the migrants, Nelly?
Well,
I mean, what's going to happen here, you know, is that if you're right, if you can hoover fluff into a bear, you know, that technology can be hijacked, can't it? You could hoover a migrant into a bear, and it could stow away in a bear. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. You see, the thing is, when Cass rang, she said, do you know any... Have you done any building?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've done building bricks with children and things, but, yeah. I, you know, that's as far as it goes.
Right.
And, you know, and build a bear. I thought I'd be ideal.
Yeah.
But, you know, nice touchy-feely wall, that would be, you know, quite nice.
I suppose
you
could. Tactile. If you're right. If you could build a bear big enough, you could technically, or a load of bears, you could technically wall in the migrant camp with bear, with Build-A-Bear bears, couldn't you? Like, you could either have one giant bear on its side curled round the whole thing, or you could... I'm just thinking through... I mean, I don't know how many... How long does it take to build a bear?
Well, it depends how many children you take.
I see. Well, let's say...
kind of stuffing.
Right, and they're not very big. So I think you're going to need a lot of children all working at the same time to build enough bears, to build a wall, build a bear wall around the migrant camp. Yeah.
It could be quite, you know, it could be a school project, really, couldn't it?
Yeah.
It could be a team working kind of thing.
How much is a bear to build?
Quite a bit.
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, I can't remember.
Is it cheaper than £2 million, which is what they're saying that an actual wall in Calais would cost?
Well, I've not spent £2 million in Build-A-Bear workshop, so I could imagine it would be, you know, a little less than that. But you've got to build in the parking as well. Back to building, you see.
Yeah, but, good, yes. You've got to do that, haven't you? It's a tricky... I mean, I can see it being abused as a system. If you put toy bears around a migrant camp, I think they would figure out a way to get the stuffing out. I think they'd climb into the bears, and I think they would, you know, what they do is they climb in the back of lorries, and you'd open the lorries to see if there were any migrants inside, and what you'd see is just a load of bears, being cuddly bears being transported, and you wouldn't know, would you? That's a problem, I think.
Yeah. Maybe bears isn't the option.
No, I know. I mean, the other thing...
Maybe I should go back to the drawing board, really.
Yeah, I think you should, but thanks for, you know, bearing with us, quite literally. You could, of course, being French, you could actually cover the camp in a burkini. Anyway, listen, Nelly, thank you very much for that. Absolutely right. Yeah. Nelly, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon. That's Nelly there. She's an expert on building bears. Burkini, good.
Yeah.
Right, if you want to react to the big story today, what would you... I was reading, by the way, and I think Victoria said it in her news as well, that the wall, they're saying it's a 13-foot wall. But that's not wide enough. Because what happened, the migrants would just go around the sides of it.
Yeah.
And you can't... You know, I mean, it wouldn't even take you long to walk.
They might as well just put a door in it or a gate.
I know.
Idiots.
I know. I mean, you know, they're gonna have to rethink that. I mean, that's just nonsense. Or, as we said before, here's another, you know, you turn the camp into something desirable. So it's not a migrant camp, it's a migrant glamp. And then you have, you turn it into a sort of destination.
Couple water beds.
They don't have makeshift tents anymore, they're yurts. You just call them that.
Call them yurts.
Call them yurts.
Same thing.
Can you? You open a branch of Waitrose on site or something. It's an attractive destination, isn't it? And no longer a problem. So all these are good ideas. I mean, if you've got any thoughts about the wall that we're apparently planning to build round Calais, then do get in touch and let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Hauliers have called new plans to build a huge wall at Calais, which is expected to cost £2 million, a waste of money. UK taxpayers will foot the bill for the 4-metre-high structure to stop migrants boarding lorries on their way into the ferry port. Peter McDade, the founder of the charity From Wishaw to Calais, says the measure doesn't solve the real problem.
From Syria alone, there are over 3 million people who have left the country in recent years. Germany had to take 1 million last year. There are millions of displaced people across the world, and we are not going to be able to deal with this issue by creating walls, trying to keep people out of the country. We need to have a bigger, more global solution to this.
Theresa May has told the House of Commons she won't give a running commentary on Brexit negotiations. The Prime Minister has been accused of failing to make progress on a deal since the vote to leave the European Union in June. Meanwhile, Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary's described politicians working on EU talks as headless chickens. He says he's basing all 50 of the airline's new planes on the continent because of it. Two people are being held by French police after a car containing gas cylinders was found near Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The vehicle had no number plates. The owner, who's one of those in custody, is on the terror watch list. A man has been arrested in northwest London on suspicion of encouraging terrorism. The 44-year-old is also accused of giving out terrorist publications. And in sport, Warren Gatland has what he's called the biggest job in world rugby for the second time. He's been put in charge of the British and Irish Lions for next year's tour of New Zealand. The weather cloudy in the north with some drizzle, mostly dry elsewhere with plenty of sunshine, warm and humid with highs of 26 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks very much indeed, Victoria. Thank you for that news.
You're welcome.
I've got a watch list.
What's your watch list based on?
Timex, Rolex, Swatch, Apple.
Mine's a Casio.
Well done. That's Victoria there. She had the news. She'll have the news again in about half an hour. It'll come out of this mouth.
This mouth.
And in the news at 2 o'clock will, of course, be a made-up news story. That's Headline Hijack. It is on the way next. As well as today's Lonely Lunch Clubber. Would you like to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? All you need to be doing is lunching alone. Get in touch with us. You can text us, actually. Why the hell not? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can tweet us at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There isn't one for that.
No, there's not.
No, there's absolutely not. Right, Chloe, press something.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon, Ian. 30th time. And, well, a lot of your reactions coming in for today's big story. We were, of course, talking about the wall that's in the main news today that they're going to be building round Calais. 13 feet, which I don't think is wide enough, but that's what they say they're doing. And we have a lot of reactions coming in from you. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
At Patriot says, the Great British Wall sounds so exciting. It should have a great British sponsor. I propose Walls, the British ice cream company.
That's right.
And Good Idea has said, don't build a wall. Build a massive mirror around Europe to make it seem bigger so they can fit more in.
It's a very, very good idea. Someone said here, well, this wall needs to be obviously a certain size. It's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to keep Selco busy, isn't it?
Oh, excellent.
Because I'm assuming the trade are going to build the wall.
Mm.
And Selco apparently is where the trade go.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
good, it's good news for them,
yeah,
financially.
Great news for Selco.
Isn't it? Well done. Well done, Selco. Well done, everybody. Why are we paying for it? Just come in here. When Donald Trump has clearly said the wall that he's going to build is going to be paid for by the country he doesn't want to come into the country. So why aren't France paying for the wall? Why are we paying for the wall? Make the Frenchies do it. That's just come in from a xenophobic person there. That is true, isn't it? Because
yeah.
If we just turn up on... I mean, I'm no military historian, but I'll wager that wars have been started for less. Because if you think about that, right, we're going to just turn up in Calais, like with a load of wheelbarrows of bricks and hods and stuff we've got from Selco, right, and start building a wall, like, on French soil. I mean, they're going to, you know, what are you doing? Building a wall, mate. You know, they're gonna get angry about that.
Yeah.
We do not build a wall on our land.
Oh, what is this wall?
Have you been to Selco?
No.
Can we do French? Is French allowable as an accent?
Yeah, I believe so.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
it's not on the watch list.
No.
Because there are accents you can do and that are fine, isn't it, on the radio and stuff.
Yeah,
but then there are like French is fine, Scottish is fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Welsh as well. That's all right.
Oh, yay.
Right. You know, Geordie.
No, we?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, joking.
Yeah, because you can do that and no one minds. But, no. You know, if you were to do Chinese, right, there'd be...
You can't do it.
But I don't see why. What's the difference between... I don't see why I can do French and no one minds, or Scottish and no one minds, and I can't do Chinese. Because people go, oh, that's racist. I don't see why it is. You know, They've got an appalling human rights record. France haven't anymore. So I don't see what the... Hi, John. Should the wall... I was listening to you discuss the wall there and listening to the expert you had on from Build-A-Bear Workshop. I've got to be clear about this, by the way. It is Build-A-Bear Workshop, right? And you can build a bear, okay? But like, it's not like the same bear that's in BJ and the Bear, the 90s, early 90s slash 80s.
What?
ITV drama, BJ McKay, who was a truck driver, and he had a best friend, Bear.
But he was built at...
No, that's the thing, because he was not a bear, he's a chimpanzee. So you'd have to get him from a Build a Chimpanzee workshop. Although, Nelly did say you can have different creatures at the Build-A-Bear workshop. So I just wanted to be make sure. But the funny thing is, the bear that was in BJ and the Bear wasn't actually a bear.
Mm. It was
a chimpanzee called Bear.
Okay, and that's an odd name, really, to call a chimp. You know, you wouldn't call a cat dog.
No, you wouldn't. But you would call another chimpanzee Cheetah. Like Tarzan did.
You
see?
Yeah.
So it is confusing. Mm. So I just want to clarify that in BJ and the Bear, the 80s ITV tea time drama, the chimpanzee was called Bear. But he was a chimpanzee, not a bear. Mm. Just to make that absolutely clear. Okay, we're all clear on that.
Right,
now.
Yeah. So
I mean, if you need me to explain it again, you know, I'm more than happy to do it.
Okay, maybe in a bit.
Okay, fine. So, good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. In 20-some minutes' time, there will be Headline Hijack. Made-up news stories in the news, please. You supply them via 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Headline Hijack is there to confuse those who are out to lunch currently and get back to their desks or wherever at 2 o'clock. Listen to the news. They hear it, believe it, and they'll also believe your lie because it's, you know... in the otherwise trustworthy news. So what's been coming in, Cornelius?
This has come in from Michael, who says that the Calais Wall, which we've just been talking about, is being built and funded by British taxpayers, will not be built by a British firm. Unlucky Selka. Instead, one of the charities has agreed to trick some of the people living in the jungle to build the wall as part of a team building exercise. Some critics have said that this is completely immoral, but most have chosen to ignore that.
Right, rumours are surfacing that Apple are considering withdrawing all of their products from sale in the EU. Now, they might be announcing this tonight. The iPhone 7 launch is tonight, 6 p.m. UK time, of course, so this might be one of the announcements. They're withdrawing all of their products from sale in the EU following the ruling about their tax deal. It's thought that post-Brexit Britain could become what's being dubbed as an eye haven, which will see a sharp increase in technology tourism. If you've got a made-up news story, then get it to us for you. Hey, somebody's got to win, and it could well be you. 8722.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And next we will meet today's lonely luncher being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there, get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz Vans, born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Sounds fantastic. What's this fantastic sound then? That's a kookaburra in a Hillman Minx colliding with a set of tubular bells. So what about this sound?
To compare.
Well, talking of cheaper car insurance, that's the sound telling millions of county drivers where to look.
It's where you go to insure your motor. Nothing quite compares to go compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues building through Weston on the Green in Oxfordshire. This is north on the A34 towards the M40 at Junction 9. That's because of a broken down van. There's queues Coventry to Rugby on the M60 southbound. The lane's closed, Junctions 2 to 1, because of an accident as you head down towards Capthorpe for the M1 and the A14. North of Shropshire, the A41 through Sandford is still closed following an oil spill. Surrounding routes are incredibly busy. And finally in Carmarthenshire, the A40 through Llandovery is still closed both ways following an accident around its junction with Stone Street involving a single vehicle. I'm Jarena Adams.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Curious bit of production there, this time for Sam Delaney. What does honk if you're Delaney mean? I mean, that's technically only Sam Delaney is Delaney, so it's only him going to be doing any kind of honking. It's quite weird. Anyway, let's just not think about it. It's not worth questioning it anymore, is it, really?
Yeah. No.
The thing is, it's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
And the news is quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around that either.
Don't worry, Cornelius, because there's help at hand. And the help at hand is Japanese. I think that's another accent you can't do, isn't it, on the radio?
Yeah,
fine, just checking. Regular listeners will know, of course, that we extend warmth, we extend greetings, but we, above all, extend help to you. If you find the news complicated, this is where you should come to find your way through it as we take you by the hand and lead you through it. What we do every weekday afternoon is explain the news using the medium and the form of Japanese poetry. The reason, well, if you break it down into its component parts, if you strip all the layers away from the news and just sort of, you know, sort of smear it into the dirt. The residue from the news is Japanese poetry. So five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Paralympics start tonight. Good luck, GB. Break a prosthetic leg.
It's an interesting end to the news in haikus.
That's to make you stop singing.
You just cut that off because you knew I was going to go, the news in haikus?
No, I don't actually know what happened there.
Right. When this goes out on the radio.
Yeah.
I'll just edit that out.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
That was the news in haikus. Shall we meet a lonely luncher?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are then, in the Tupperware Hall of Despair, crossing the threshold. Allow me, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, to scoop you up into my manly arms and carry you over the threshold. To be honest, it's one manly arm, the other is a little bit womanly, if I'm honest. But we can scoop you and lift you and carry you, like officer and a gentleman, through the doors, over the threshold of the Tupperware Hall of Despair, wherein you will find others who have lunched alone before you. But now, with added prizes. That's right. If you're lunching alone and you'd like to come on the radio via this email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, you will find that you can choose from a glittering array of gifts by way of souvenir to say you've been in the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's like on Radio 2, Steve Wright has a If you choose the oldies on Steve Wright in the Afternoon, you get a Steve Wright in the Afternoon, or I chose the oldies badge. Our budget doesn't quite extend to badge, but you can choose from this glittering array of prizes. Cornelius, enlighten us as to what's in the prize trough.
Well, John, today you could win a Talk Radio mug from the kitchen. Just think, you could sup from the same mug as Paul Ross. You could also win a copy of John Holmes' book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, signed with any author's name. We also have a TalkSport mug. Why not get into the spirit of TalkSport and put drink coffee mixed with Strongbow from it? One Metro newspaper that I've scribbled some ill-thought haikus that I thought of on the train this morning. A TalkSport 2 mug. No one knows what will go in it, just like no one knows what's on TalkSport 2. And finally, have you been too busy listening to Colin Murray on TalkSport, only now he's left to realise that you've never organised your life? Well, this is ideal. A Colin Murray calendar that was marked to throw away on. We've got them, and we're going to give them to you.
We've rescued them from the bin. It's true, there's a big pile of Colin Murray calendars from TalkSport show that obviously he's left now. So we've rescued them from the bin, and one of them could be yours there for the year 2016. And also, due to an error, because I questioned with the boss why Colin Murray had been allowed a budget to have his own calendar, due to a typo in an email, you could also win a colander, which we have now got some of by accident. John Holmes in the Radio in the Afternoon branded colanders. I say branded, we just write that on there with a Sharpie. So there are the prizes you can choose from on Lonely Lunch. So let's meet today's then. Hello, Lonely Luncher.
Hello, John.
Hello. Who are you?
I'm Robin, I'm from Broadstairs.
Ah, Robin in Broadstairs, yes, good. So, why, Robin in Broadstairs, are you lunching alone?
It's the nature of what I do, really. I tend to do a lot of gardening stuff, normally, and it's quite a solitary activity, and naturally, you don't speak to many people, so that's just how it is.
Yes, but, well, you say gardening is, I mean, it doesn't have to be a solitary activity, does it, Robin? You can, you know, you could pop down an allotment with like-minded chums.
Mm. Well, my mum does do that, actually, so
See, it doesn't have to be. So, do you grow in your gardening? Do you grow the vegetables at all, or what's your area of expertise?
Plants, really, although one or two vegetables I tried to have a go at, including cucumbers and marrow.
Yes, well, a lot of people like to have a go at a cucumber, don't they, Robin? I think that's fair to say. So are you enjoying any of your own produce for your Lonely Lunch at all?
Well, I've never been that big on vegetables, and I try to keep it normally lighter at lunch. So I've got two pastries, some apple danishes, which should have me sorted, which I think they're quite big in terms of appetite, filling appetite, but they should be right on this occasion.
Yeah, the plural of Danish, of course, is a Dani, by the way, just to pick you up grammatically. But, apple Dani, right, good. And so, is the whole day today consisting of gardening? Is that what you're doing? I mean,
not entirely. I've rearranged some more of my implements and a few books I've had for a long time. There's one here. It's an old ladybird, but they've come back into fashion. But this is one of the normal and non-ironic ones about the town mouse and the country mouse.
Yes.
And next to it is a fable by a guy called Richard Bach, who's not related to Johann or Sebastian, who was in the metal band Skid Row.
Yes, I'm aware of his work.
This is about a seagull, Jonathan Livingston's seagull, which got made into a film in the early 70s, which, I mean, you might be old enough to remember Animal Magic with Donnie Morris. This is basically that, but with seagulls and other sea creatures given human voices, but there's no jokes in it either. And next to that, there's a postcard with a red gull on it, which could be bordering on obsessive, and there's a blue one on the shores, which sort of fits into the area.
Good. So, well, you've got a busy afternoon ahead, clearly. Which is good to hear. But all of this alone, Robin, aren't you? All of it, all alone.
Yeah.
Well, look, as you know, we are here to help and to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. And we can do that, but I mean, by indulging in idle chat about any subject you like. I mean, we've sort of done hobbies now.
Yeah.
And I wonder if, you know, imagine we'd met maybe on your sort of allotment in your gardening area. Mm. You know, perhaps you were there, you know, digging your little seed drill into the soil, which I know a lot of people do alone. And, you know, and I've just I'm clearing out my shed, Robin, and we've just met for an idle chat. You know, what subject do you want to throw out there we can just have a quick chat about, Robin?
Well, things that you would put into your shed, because mine's rather empty. I've practically put all my implements into my own bedroom, so I'm thinking of, like, really good ornaments that would make up my shed.
Why have you got all your shed implements in a bedroom?
My shed implements? I mean, the ornaments, but, yeah, it's just the way things are organised. I want to take them out of my bedroom. I take my work with me.
So have you just transplanted everything from your shed into your bedroom and vice versa? So you've got, so basically you've got a bed in the shed and you've got a trowel in your bedroom. Is that what you've done?
Yeah, well, it's sort of good implement.
Implement.
There'd be a shovel needed to probably get me out of the bed if I was to put it into the garden.
Right.
Because I'm not that very good at getting out of bed, really.
No. No, I would have guessed that. Right. Look, Robin, you are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Do you? You've got a choice of prizes, as you were hearing there, because we now give the gift of gift in the Lonely Lunch Club. So your choices again, Cornelius, run through the choices, please.
You can have a Talk Radio mug, a
Talk Sport 2 mug.
A Metro newspaper with some half-scribbled sort of haikus.
Ones that don't really work.
Yeah.
A Colin Murray souvenir, he's left TalkSport calendar that was marked, please throw away. We've got a box of them. We rescued them from the bin. Or a copy of my own book, which came out last week, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, signed with any author's name you like. I can write any name in it you want.
Well, how about we go over Portrait of an Idiot book?
Fine, you can put it with your other books on your shelf.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of a name that would be another author's name who doesn't appear anywhere else on that shelf.
Any author you like.
So I was maybe thinking, we're sort of near to Canterbury, Oliver Postgate.
Oliver Postgate. I will sign my book with the name Oliver Postgate. That's absolutely fine. Robin, thanks very much for talking to us. That's Robin. He's in Broadstairs in Kent, and he's the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Do you want to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair? If you do, and you can choose from those prizes. And we'll add to that prize list every single day, I imagine. I mean,
we'll try.
More glittering from here on in. Here's the email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Mm-hmm. Now, it's sitcom season.
Yes.
You can't fail to have noticed that the BBC has been badly remaking sitcoms that were quite bad in the first place and then putting them on the television again. That is their sitcom season to celebrate British sitcom. We've helped them out before, but we thought we'd do it again because they're, you know, I saw Are You Being Served and Goodnight Sweetheart, so clearly they're desperate for ideas. So you can suggest sitcoms, please. Now, the way a sitcom works, a good sitcom, certainly, is this, of course. You need a protagonist, don't you? A character. But it's quite good with sitcoms. If you put the protagonist's name in the title, in a kind of pun, you'll be familiar, of course, I'm sure, with the old BBC Two Nelson's Column, in which a newspaper journalist called Nelson wrote a newspaper column.
Oh, that's clever.
Isn't it? So that's what we want from you this afternoon, please. So, Cornelius, I know you've been working on examples.
Yeah,
there. Well, a lot coming in.
Well, yes, I was thinking, how about Another One Bites the Dust?
Yeah.
Detective Shane Dust is on the brink of solving the case of the century, but Jimmy One comes and bites him on the shoulder when he is close to getting that crucial piece of evidence. Another One Bites the Dust.
Well, again, I run through some of these. We've had a lot of these in before. I've got a big list here. Relight My Fire. Convicted arsonist Ian Fire
revisits scenes of his crimes armed with a box of matches. Relight my fire. Yeah, that's going to be on the television soon. Over the Moon. Astronaut Eddie Over tries to move on from being dumped by his girlfriend, Susan Moon. And he tries to get over it by going around continually showing his bare ass and playing cricket. Over the Moon. You got another one there?
Yeah. The Butcher, the Baker, the Candlestick Maker. This is a celebrity vehicle. Pat Butcher and Matt Baker are a married couple living the dream life, happily married and expecting a child. But when they go for the first scan, it seems that Pat is pregnant, not with a baby, but a candlestick. The Butcher, the Baker, the Candlestick Maker.
If you've got a suggestion... Just a suggestion. For a sitcom that you'd like to see made on television, then that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it.
We've got enough of these.
Yeah. Then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, Headline Hijack, that's right, is next. Victoria will be here with the news. In the news will be a made-up news story. La-di-da-di-da, you know how it works. And we need a winner. We need a winner for today. And the name of the person who's got their made-up news story into the news is...
Oh, it's Ian.
Ian. Where's he from?
Prestwick.
Ian is in Prestwick. He's got his story in the news, which will be next on Talk Radio. After that, it's Wednesday, so our work experience pundit today is Ellie. She's the worst. She will be here with her hipster nonsense. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit. To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6-foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This Wednesday, it's a £19 million jackpot. Imagine if Katie Price won it.
Katie TV, all about me.
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be her. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
On the radio. It's 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Wednesday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Calais wall plans called a waste of money. Ryanair boss criticises Brexit talks. And a full house for the Paralympic opening ceremony.
Talk Radio.
Hauliers say the taxpayers' cash due to go on building a wall in Calais to stop migrants getting into lorries would be better spent elsewhere. The Road Haulage Association thinks the £2 million should go on increasing security along approach roads instead. Peter McDade is the founder of the charity From Wishaw to Calais, which helps refugees. He says a barrier is not the solution to the migration crisis.
We're looking to take 20,000 Syrian refugees between now and the end of this parliament.
Germany took 1 million last year. We need targets. We need them to be much more in line with the German model, and we need to be showing that this is something that won't be dealt with by trying to contain it. We need to be welcoming.
The Prime Minister's warned she won't give what she's called a running commentary on negotiations to leave the EU. Theresa May has been accused by MPs of failing to make progress on a deal since June's referendum result. And in the Commons, she's refused to say whether she wants the UK to remain in the European single market.
We will build a new relationship with the European Union. That new relationship will include control of the movement of people from the EU into the UK, and it will include the right deal for trade in goods and services.
Ryanair is going to base all 50 of its new planes outside of the UK because of the vote to leave the European Union. The airline's chief executive says the decision's been made as there's much more political certainty in continental Europe. Michael O'Leary's also described the politicians working on Brexit as headless chickens. Two people are being held by French police after a car containing gas cylinders was found near Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The vehicle had no number plates and its hazard lights were on when it was spotted at the weekend. Intelligence services say the vehicle's owner, who's one of those in custody, is on their watch list. A 24-year-old man has appeared in court charged with trying to burgle footballer Wayne Rooney's £6 million mansion in Cheshire. The alarm was reportedly triggered while Rooney was playing in his testimonial match for Manchester United last month. Robert McNamara from Scarborough's been released on bail until another court appearance next month. And the 15th Paralympic Games opens tonight in Rio, with the Maracanã Stadium full to capacity. Last month, just 12% of tickets have been sold, but sales passed the 1.5 million mark on Sunday. Sue Bott from the Disability Rights Network has told Talk Radio the event is an inspiration.
Makes a lot of difference to disabled people who feel more valued by seeing other disabled people achieving on our TV screens in primetime television.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy in
what
the north.
What was that? What thing about the
Sorry, what?
Was it the was it the hazard lights?
It was
Read me that one again.
Okay, so two people are being held by French police after a car containing gas cylinders was found in Notre Dame. The vehicle had no number plates and its hazard lights were on when it was spotted at the weekend.
Spotted.
Brilliant.
Spotted.
Great. Thanks, Cass. You join in as well. Cloaca, do you want to join in? No, she's looking at me badly. At least she didn't swear at me like she did you earlier.
Okay.
Can I do the weather?
Yes.
Cloudy in the north with some drizzle, mostly dry elsewhere, drizzle, with plenty of sunshine, warm and humid with highs of 26 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. England under-21's manager Gareth Southgate has told Talk Sport young English players won't have chances at the top level of football handed to them on a plate. Marcus Rashford, Nathaniel Shalabar and Ruben Loftus-Cheek scored in last night's 6-1 win over Norway, but rarely if ever start for their Premier League sides. Southgate says players need to work hard for their chances.
It's no good just sitting moaning about it. It's like us as English coaches. You know, we want opportunity, but you've got to make ourselves as good as we can. You can't give people an opportunity to leave you out by questioning your attitude or your mentality.
Crystal Palace chairman Steve Parrish has told TalkSport former Arsenal midfielder Matthew Flamini is having a medical at Selhurst Park today ahead of a move to the club. Finally, Warren Gatland has what he calls the biggest job in world rugby for a second time. The Wales head coach has once again been put in charge of the British and Irish Lions for next year's tour of New Zealand, that after the 2013 series win over Australia. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, as another Southern Rail strike is being carried out today, in reaction, one group of commuters in Brighton managed to hijack a train and run the service to time. One of the commuters said it just shows how easy it is to run the trains.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. That's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You listen to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
For a great day out for all the family, come to Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
My name is Rio.
Sail the park's moat on the good ship Rio.
run aground at the Colossus of Nick Rhodes, the 80-foot stickle brick effigy of the keyboard player himself, with a view to kill for.
Meeting you with a view to a kill.
White knuckle thrills on the Reflex roller coaster. It's as scary as a nuclear war. Hungry like the wolf? Dine at the Union of the Steakhouse. And ladies, enjoy the John Taylor Simulator at Club Wild Boys.
Wild Boys!
Water wheel closed for repairs.
Please tell me now.
Is there something I should know? Yes, the directions. Just off Junction 5 on the M4 to Smethwick. Admission £20. No trainers. Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
Good afternoon to you. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Talk Radio, Britain's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39. I'm John Holmes, and it's time for Work Experience Punditry, which, as you'll know if you're a regular listener, is where we road test the next generation of critics, pundits, broadcasters, etc. But what it really does is shine a light on Talk Radio's Sports Direct-like employment arrangements. So here for free and with no contract or money is Ellie. Good afternoon, Ellie.
Hello.
Hi there. Always a joy, Ellie, when you come in, as you know, on a Wednesday, because today you bring us the review and roundup of hipster nonsense.
I'm really glad you enjoy it. I hadn't got that impression.
Moving on. What have you got for us today, then?
So first up, I actually thought that kind of hipsters had run out of things to twin bars and street food with, but it turns out they haven't, because now we've got London Shuffle, which is basically a big like shuffleboard court. You can go down and play shuffleboard. For people who don't know what it is, it's basically...
That's me.
You're bored.
No. I don't know what it is.
Okay, you don't know what it is. Okay.
I'm also bored.
So shuffleboard is a game where players use cues to push a weighted disc down a narrow court. So it's a bit like, there's a version of it on ice, but basically instead of this you have like a cue, a big metal disc, and you push
like
it down.
Like curling?
A little bit like curling, but on wood and in a bar.
Wood curling.
It's like curling.
Okay.
The Truman Brewery on Brick Lane is basically bringing the game to London for 3 months, and they've obviously jazzed it up so you can obviously have craft beer and cocktails with your shuffleboard.
I bet it's artisan.
You can get American street food.
American street food?
Yeah, so I'm assuming like hot dogs and burgers and fries.
Right.
But done in a hipster way.
Just food then, yeah.
Yes. And then there's also a vintage motorbike and sidecar that will serve you Prosecco.
You just lap it out of the... Well, they didn't fill the sidecar with Prosecco, and you just go up and lap it out of the...
You crawl up to it like pigs in a trough.
Trough. Like George Galloway licking milk off Rula Lenska's lap.
I think that's what they've based it on. Yeah.
On Celebrity Big Brother, which is what he's best known for. So they've filled Prosecco in the...
They serve it from a motorbike and sidecar. Well, I don't know if that means that the barman is like sat on it, or if there's just bottles of it. But that's what it says.
Or you have to suck it from the exhaust pipe.
Siphoning out Prosecco.
Yeah. So they've altered the... I mean, that's a hipster thing to do, in a way, isn't it? So, I mean, they haven't gone far enough, in my opinion. Right. And once again, Ellie, you've come in here with your hipster nonsense, and I've made the idea more hip just in seconds, without even thinking about it.
Right.
So what they do is they take a motorbike and sidecar, and they alter its... I'm not a mechanic, but they alter its inner guts, right, to run on Prosecco rather than petrol. And then you can literally, as the engine's running, go and suck Prosecco out of the end of the motorbike exhaust pipe. That is pretty damn hip.
It's pretty hip.
Isn't it?
Like I say, I think you're actually a hipster. You just keep it quiet.
What are you going to call it? You're going to call it motor... No. And it serves American street food as well.
Right.
Motorbite. I couldn't think of one for Prosecco.
Motor bubbles.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
But no.
Okay.
But yeah, so you can go and play league games as well, and they promise a really decadent finale for the team that wins. So every Monday night, you can go down and play shuffleboard, John.
I'm busy every Monday night. Next.
I think it sounds really cool.
No, it doesn't. Next.
Okay. So next up is something called the Infinite Mix. So this is basically the Hayward Gallery that's on the South Bank has closed for a big refurbishment over 2 years. It's actually one of my favourite galleries, so I'm really pleased that it's doing something.
It's actually one of my favourite galleries.
That was mean.
I mean, that's Ponty straight away. That's hipster straight away, isn't it? Oh, you know, out of all the galleries, that's one of my favourites.
There's a reason I'm on this segment, John. but yeah, so basically it's taking place at the Store, which is like a massive building on the Strand.
Yep.
And it's the Infomix brings together major audiovisual artworks from 10 leading international artists. So they're not actually saying a lot about what's in there, because I feel like it's the sort of thing you have to go and experience. But there'll be things from cinema-style 3D videos to hologram projections and then multi-screen installations, which is something that's quite popular at the minute. So I don't know if you've seen, but Bjork has also got an exhibit on at Somerset House, and there's a lot of that in there as well. So it's basically lots of 3D.
No, funnily enough, I haven't been to that. No.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, that's
no.
really surprising. I thought that'd be right up your alley.
No. No. Well, it wouldn't surprise me if it was up an alley, because that's like a sort of pop up, isn't it?
Mm.
So, oh, where's Bjork's exhibition? Oh, it's just like popped up in an alley. Is it? Yeah.
That is really hipster.
Yeah. See, I told you I was good at this stuff.
Yeah,
so, okay, so it's.
It's in collaboration with the Vinyl Factory. You may have heard it before, but basically it's kind of bringing music and records together and twinning it with artists and creating something that's audio and visual and that you can go and experience and probably Instagram a lot of, so I'm definitely going to go.
Right, I understood about 30% of what you even said in the last 5 minutes. I've got no idea what you're talking about. Basically, you go to a place, they play some music, and you watch a thing on a television.
Yes, but in a very immersive environment that has been curated.
What, is it just a cinema?
No. It's like an exhibition, but with lots of audiovisual things within it. So lots of mini-cinemas.
Minimas.
Within... lots of minimas within a big building.
Right, and it's immersive. What do you immerse yourself in?
In the audiovisual experience that these artists who are internationally renowned have created for you.
Well, again, here I am going to hipster that hipster idea.
Go on.
You immerse yourself in a birthing pool full of Prosecco. That's spat in there by people who've previously sucked it out of a motorbike. Now, how hip is that? What are you doing tonight? Oh, I'm going down the, what was it? Strand in London.
So the Store.
Yeah, I'm going down the Store. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to look at, I'm going to watch television from in a birthing pool that's slowly being filled with the Prosecco spat from the mouths of people who have previously drunk it from a motorbike. That, Ellie, is hip.
I bet that's really good for your skin.
Hipster.
It's good.
Next.
So, next up, just a quick one. So, I know how much you guys love a haiku.
We do love a haiku.
We do.
So, I thought I'd bring another great art to your show. So, there is Rock and Roll Origami, which is taking place at the Snooty Fox pub in Canterbury.
And what is it?
So you'll be led by a guy called Toshi, who will teach you how to make 50-style mini rock and roll hep kitten dresses. There was a lot of words in that. I realised you might struggle.
Yeah.
So 50-style dresses, basically, but out of paper. So you can't actually wear them, but they're small. Also...
Well, who are they for, then? Like mice or
just
something?
You.
Slam.
Yeah.
They're just to look at. They're nice. You get to do some folding paper.
But again, here you come with half-formed ideas. What if...
Right.
What if you dressed mice in them? Yeah. And then filled the sidecar of a motorbike with mice dressed in little paper dresses?
You added with, like... You didn't really like that motorcar idea, but you're bringing it up a lot.
I like a motorbike with a sidecar.
I'm really sorry to tell you that your idea's already been sort of done. Not with the Prosecco sidecar, but have you seen the trend in Japan where people are basically creating tiny meals for their hamsters? As in, they'll have like furniture for their hamster and they'll create tiny versions of real food. Like, I saw one that was feeding a little vegetarian burrito to a hamster who was sat at a table.
Isn't that animal cruelty? Sitting a hamster? How do you sit a hamster at a table?
I don't know, sitting up.
Is it alive?
Yeah, it's alive. It eats it. It eats the little burrito.
It's in my head. Now I've got an image of the... I don't know whether you've ever seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
You know when they stumble upon the shack?
Yes.
And they find all the dead family arranged around a table by the serial killer, all, you know, with their skin cloaks on, like that.
Yes.
I'm thinking that, but with hamsters now.
So what you've done is take a really cute dinner for a hamster and turned it into a massacre.
Yes, that is what I've done. But you'll find that's a little bit more hipster, isn't it? Yeah, right.
It's a little bit more edgy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the hipsters like, isn't it? Little hipsters with the hamsters in their beards. But if they were dead hamsters, trendier.
Trendy.
Artisan hamsters.
Art is hamsters. So you sit in a minima.
Right.
With an artisan hamster.
Zamster.
Sucking Prosecco from the exhaust pipe of a motorbike.
A tiny paper motorbike.
A tiny paper motorbike distributing Prosecco into the dead mouths of paper-dressed hamsters.
A little bit dark, John, right there at the end.
Well,
it's almost a nice evening out.
It's just hipster ideas.
Yeah.
Throwing them out there, showing you how easy it is. What we're going to be talking about next after the traffic and travel with
something...
Jimmy Adams.
Something called Colourscape 2016.
Sounds brilliant. Right, Ellie is with us with her roundup, her weekly roundup of pop-up hipster nonsense. We'll be doing some more of it, I'm sorry to say, after the traffic and travel. Also on the programme today, don't forget, you can win some meat. Now, today's meat-winning game is that of Dead or Alive. There is a list of things, but are the things that I've got a list of dead or alive? All you have to do is, is tell us. And you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We've got that as well because we're not racist. And if you'd like to play, then get involved now by texting this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Asprod Cass, who is through the glass, will call you back with her miserable northern voice. And you could well be on the radio winning meat or veg. All to come on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Wednesday, it's a £19 million jackpot. Imagine if Katie Price won it.
Katie TV, all about me.
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be her. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique. Sights ever-changing. Freedom, flexibility, jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road, one without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95DNHP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental, conditions apply.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Carmarthenshire, where the A40 High Street in Llandovery is still closed in both directions around Stone Street, the B4 344. There's an accident there involving a single vehicle. To the north of Shropshire, the A41 through Sandford through to Turnhill. That's closed after an oil spill last night. Traffic in the area very busy. There's congestion on the M6 South towards Junction 5 for Castle Brom. That's because of an accident. The northbound side, 4 to 5, is looking busy. And in Cornwall, the A390 through Truro is very busy. There's been a two-vehicle accident near to the Trafalgar roundabout. I'm Gerina Adams.
Hi, it's Martin Lewis from Money Saving Expert here. There's a chance to make huge gas and electricity savings. My Cheap Energy Club regularly takes on energy firms and runs a collective switch where suppliers must bid against each other. Every single one so far has been cheaper than the market's cheapest. For someone on typical use, that often means a £300 plus annual saving. Yet regulations now mean to do this you must pre-register, and there's less than a week left. Don't worry, your email won't be used for anything else. We'll simply tell you when it launches and you can decide then if you want to do it. To register, come now to cheapenergyclub.com.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, girls allowed. Well, no girls and women are always allowed, but it's girls allowed superstar Sarah Harding plus John McCririck. Now, Sarah's in a new musical version of Ghost. Maybe her and John can recreate that famous pottery scene. Oh, there's a lovely thought for first thing in the morning. Put your top back on, John.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Trail there for the Paul Ross full set breakfast. Still 6 months in and no one knows what full set breakfast actually means. But also, it's great that they've got Sarah Harding from Girls Aloud on tomorrow.
Yes, she is on tomorrow.
And John McCririck, who isn't on tomorrow, they cocked up when they made that trail.
He's on Friday.
He's on Friday, not tomorrow. Not tomorrow, Friday.
To quote the producer, well, it's out there now.
Yes. That's what Paul Ross said on that roundabout. So, you know, the problem is with making trails and producing programmes, Cornelia.
Yeah.
It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
I know, I've heard Julie Hartley Brewer's programme that you work on. So, the news is complicated as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't get my head around that either.
I know,
yeah.
You're not the only one. I imagine you can't either, Ellie, can you?
I can't.
Can't get your head around
just
it.
Just can't get my head around it.
No. Well, that's fine.
You steal my catchphrase one more time. You will never step foot in this studio again.
We're here to help. You through to navigate the complex issue of the news, because on a weekly afternoon we break it down into its component part, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haiku.
Anjum Chowdhury Sen, tenced to 5 years, but he be leaves he should be stoned.
News in haiku.
Shut up.
Talk Radio in the afternoons, Wednesday. It's 22 minutes past the time. David Baddiel will be joining us very soon indeed, just after 2:30. But for now, his warm-up act is Ellie, who is today's work experience pundit, reviewing Wednesday's hipster nonsense. A roundup of artisan crap that's popping up all over the nation, but mostly in the East End of London, where people have square beards and mankles. Ellie.
Hello.
What's next?
So next up is Colourscape 2016. This is like especially hipster in that, so basically it's been going on since 1989, so it's not really new, but I don't think anyone's heard about it, so it is a little bit hipster.
Well, then they need better marketing.
Do you know about it?
No. are the same people marketing Colourscape 2016 responsible for all of the marketing for Talk Radio? The people have also never heard of. I just wonder.
I mean, you're 34 out of 39, so...
That's pretty good, isn't it?
So basically, Colourscape Music Festival takes place on Clapham Common, and what it is basically 100 interlinking tunnels that are all different colours, so they give you a little colourful cape.
Is it underneath Clapham Common?
No, it's on it. So they these big sort of inflatable, colourful tunnel that you can walk through, and basically every time you turn a corner, there'll be a different musician or a different artist, some sort of theatre going on, and you sort of stumble through these 100 tunnels.
You just know it's going to be some drama soon. You're just jumping out and stroking your face and you go, oh, go away.
Ginger producer Dave would love that. It's probably his idea.
That's where he is. He's lost in the tunnels.
Yeah. Talk about a pop-up. Down there. It's probably all his idea. He's just, where can I legitimately and without fear of arrest get a student to stroke my face? I'll build up some tunnels, call it a project.
On Clapham Common.
Yeah, there you go.
It's described as a large labyrinth of colour and light where you go inside to explore the potentials of light, colour and space.
I don't find this one as hateful, if I'm honest. I like a tunnel.
Do you?
I do like a tunnel, I'll be honest.
Do you like a colourful? Does that make it better?
That remains to be seen. Okay. But I'm a fan of a tunnel. I don't mind this one much. I think it's all right. It's annoying that it's, you know, they're popping it up on Clapham Common and it's not just existing. Why can't they pick some existing tunnels and just do it down there? Like the sewer or something. See, again, you've come up with a hipster idea and I'm making it better. So you open up the sewers.
Would you paint the sewers different colours?
Well, yes.
Okay.
That's the thing.
And then what would your theme be for each? Would you have like a theme with your colours or...?
Well, I suppose, what are the sewers for? They're to take away excrement.
Right.
So I suppose you could theme it around that.
Maybe.
It's a lot of brown paint. But but no, that's the point, is that they're dingy.
Mm.
So you could brighten them up with colours and light, and then that they're existing tunnels.
But then you'd see everything that is in the sewer. Do you want to see that? Do you want to add light to this equation?
Some people might like it. I admit it's a niche hipster market, but I bet there's one for it. I bet it's not long before there is a pop-up excrement shop in the East End of London where people can just pop in on the way to work and buy a bowl of excrement.
I don't want that. I don't want that to happen.
Well, just don't knock it. There's people down there now sucking poo out of motorbikes.
Oh, John.
Hipster.
Move on. Okay, great. So, actually, sticking with the theme of colouring, the next thing is a body painting day, which is an all-day event where on the National Face and Body Painters Day, which I actually didn't know was a national event, but it is, on the 11th of September. And so, basically, you can go down and they're inviting any sort of body artist to come and join, and you can paint yourselves or each other.
Nudie.
I mean, I guess if you want to go, you know, if you want to get the full effect, maybe.
I mean, are they advertising?
Are you now more interested because of that?
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, the artists actually encouraged to bring dressing gowns and slippers, so rein it in. But yeah, you can paint all, like, basically all over yourself, and it's a big, like, celebration of different things you can do with, like, prosthetics, and, you know, like, a lot of people will kind of paint themselves to, like, symbolise different creatures or things like that.
What creature would you paint yourself as?
I'm going to play it safe and say a fairy.
Is that a creature?
I don't know.
Technically, is it a creature?
When I say creature, I mean like mythical.
And why is that safe? Why is that safe?
I don't know. I just thought that it would give you less ammunition.
Fewer. Cornelius, what would you paint? If you
what creature?
Any creature you could choose to paint yourself at as in a body paint scenario, pop-up hipster body paint scenario, what creature would you choose?
Julia Hartley Brewer.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah, I'd paint myself as Julia.
Yeah, yeah.
Paint her face on my face.
Face, yeah, yeah. Paint her obnoxious views into your own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paint her heart. Oh, wait, no,
she hasn't. No, it's not going to. Interesting. I paint myself as one of those little dead hamsters we were talking about earlier.
Well, it'd be the same size.
You got anything else, Ellie?
Yeah, so this is the final one that I have today, and it is Brazil Day. So this is taking place this weekend in Trafalgar Square, and it's a celebration of all things Brazilian. So there'll be samba music, a street carnival, and there'll be highlights from Rio 2016.
So it's a very thin festival, is it? A narrow street they're holding this on? What?
Trafalgar Square.
Well, that's too wide for a Brazilian. Isn't it? I thought you want to find a little narrow street to pop that up. Then you.
So yeah, anyway, there'll be lots of Brazilian street food and it should be good fun.
It's very narrow food.
I was really annoyed. I found a hair in mine.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not what I was expecting. And I...
Ellie, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, good. That's Ellie with her pop-up hipster nonsense as today's work experience punditry. There will be more to geeky, gadgety stuff tomorrow on a Thursday, of course. You are listening to Talk Radio. We will be joined after the news by David Baddiel. And later on the show, you can win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive if you'd like to take part in that. Get on the list. Cass will call you back. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can win chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg because we're not racist. It's just coming up to 2:30. Then Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Hauliers have criticised plans for the UK to build a wall in Calais as part of arrangements to contain migrants. It's expected to cost UK taxpayers £2 million, stretching for a kilometre around the French city's ferry port. Julie Maddox from the Freight Transport Association says it's pointless.
Why are we actually proposing to build this wall, beginning of December, to be in play, when we know that the camp is going to be, or we hear from the French authorities, that the camp is going to be dismantled by the end of November? Surely the wall then is going to be superfluous.
Theresa May has told MPs not to expect a running commentary on negotiations to leave the EU. The Prime Minister has been accused of not making progress since June's referendum. Meanwhile, Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary has described politicians working on Brexit as headless chickens. He says he's basing all 50 of the airline's new planes on the continent because of it. A Chinese airline is being criticised after reportedly warning passengers that precautions are needed when entering certain parts of London. Photos of Air China's in-flight magazine have been posted online, advising tourists not to go out alone at night and for women to be accompanied by another adult where ethnic minorities are likely to live. In sport, Warren Gatland will once again lead the British and Irish Lions, this time on their rugby union tour of New Zealand next summer. The Wales head coach took charge of their side for their successful 2013 series in Australia. And 200 billion daddy long legs are set to hatch out this autumn because of warm summer and recent rain. The crane fly provide food for wildlife like birds and spiders. The weather cloudy in the north with some drizzle, mostly dry elsewhere with plenty of sunshine, warm and humid with highs of 26 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
So Ryanair then are basing, they're moving their manufacturing.
No, they're what? So they've got 50 new planes and they don't want to base them in the UK because of Brexit. They're saying that continental Europe is much more politically stable.
I see.
And Michael O'Leary has called our politicians headless chickens.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because, you know, I suppose it makes sense. Because even if they said they were going to build the planes in Britain, being Ryanair, they'd just land in a different country anyway. Because being Ryanair, they'd be in a different... They'd be at least 40 miles away from where they were supposed to, and you'd have to get a coach. Because of Ryanair... They'd say it was Britain, but it wouldn't be. It'd be somewhere else, wouldn't it? Because it's Ryanair. And
have you had a bitter experience?
Yes.
Thought so.
Okay. So, Victoria, thank you.
Thanks.
This is Talk Radio in the Afternoon. David Baddiel joins us next.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes and I promised you hot guest action, which is exactly what we've got. Well, tepid. It's David Baddiel. Hello, David Baddiel.
Tepid. What are you saying? I am. Well, for your show, I'm pretty hot, I think.
That's true, actually. Actually, you're right, because the only other people we get on are Tommy Walsh. So there's a book, right? Now, I know you've written children's books for a while, and very popular and successful they are, too.
That's good research.
It pains me to say. I don't know, 11 or 12 or something. They love your books.
Yeah, they do. Kids do love my books, which is good. You know what? I hadn't intended to actually become a kid's author. That wasn't a career thing that I wanted to do. I just had an idea given to me by my youngest child, Ezra, who one day said to me, "Dad, why doesn't Harry Potter run away from the Dursleys, which is the horrible muggle family? Why doesn't he run away from them and go and find some better parents?" I really like the idea that a kid might just think, well, if you don't like your parents, you don't have to contact social services. You just find some other ones. And so that I created something on the back of that, which is called the Parent Agency, which is a world in which kids can choose their own parents. And then that did really well. There's a film of it happening, all sorts of marvellous things happening. So then I thought, oh, I better write some more.
Yeah.
Really. But I hadn't planned to. I just wanted to write that story.
That's quite. It's interesting, that, isn't it, though? Because, I mean, that one, obviously, as you said, came to you. But was it then a case of going, right, I've got to sit down and I've got to come up with some concepts like that that move it all on?
Well, a little bit. I mean, I don't like and try not to just... I never try and write something just because I need to write something. I do wait till an idea comes to me. But, yeah, then I did start to get my brain a bit in, like, OK, what kind of ideas have I got around me for kids' stories? And actually my second one was called The Person Controller, and that sort of came from Ezra in a slightly different way, which is that over the period of time between the first book and the second book, he started getting really into video games, And so that is a story about two twins, a pair of twins. Would you say a pair of twins? Is that four twins?
That's four twins.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can't say a twins.
I think we can.
A twins.
A twins.
Okay.
There you go.
It's a story about a twins. Because a twin suggests one person, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, does it get more complicated if they're, like, conjoined, though?
Yeah, that's very complicated.
Where do we... Yeah. That's looking like the...
I think we're in a dodgy area.
Human centipede.
No, you see, you've done it. You've gone to that dodgy area. Yeah. Okay, let's move on. But that's about... a twin who find a magic video game controller that allows them to give each other the sort of powers that they would have in video games. And so it became a question of looking around me and looking at my children thinking, okay, what ideas can I get from there?
Yeah.
But I've written a story about a train.
Well, that's right. Yeah, well, yes, you have. Now, it's what is interesting about it is that you wrote it all on a train as well.
I did, yeah. Well, yeah. That was partly... What it is Virgin Trains, them of the mysterious bearded man who is sometimes on the floor and sometimes on the chair, that one. I could have written about that, couldn't I? I could have said, oh, it's a magical story about a Santa Claus-like figure who appears on the floor and then sometimes on the chair. But it wasn't that. It was they came to me and said, we'd like to do a story that people can download from our onboard channel. They've got a channel, like on planes.
Of course they have.
Beam, yeah. Right? And you download it on an app or whatever, and then you can watch films or cartoons or whatever. But they said, as well as all those, we'd like a short story for children, which I actually really like the idea of, because I like the idea as a parent that you can be on a train and instead of your kids playing a video game or whatever, they might read a short story.
Yeah.
But then they did this weird thing of saying, we'd like you to write it on a train, like they thought I had to method sort of my writing, that I can't possibly write about being on a train without actually going on a train.
Yeah, your imagination doesn't stretch that far, is what they were telling you.
Yeah, exactly. So I decided, well, right then, because actually one good thing, and you probably have this experience too, is when I'm writing at home, I'm endlessly, essentially, the weakness of my own will and distracted by the internet and by thinking, yes, now I'll go and make the 17th cup of tea or whatever it might be. Whereas on a train, you can't do that. You're sort of trapped, not least because the Wi-Fi is often a bit shonky.
So, I wasn't going to say that about Virgin, but you've said it.
No, obviously not Virgin, but anyway. And I like that. I like, in a way, the discipline that being on a train forces you. And I also actually have got a bit of a romantic attachment to trains because my dad used to collect dinky toys and sell dinky toys. Once he was made redundant by Unilever in his 40s, he sold dinky toys in an antique market, and we had lots of old model trains around the place. And I've always had a bit of a silly old sentimental British attachment to the idea of old steam trains.
I thought you were going to say, being a romantic attachment, you were conceived on a train, is what you were about to tell me.
I might have been. I don't know. I'm doing a show in the West End. And it's partly about my late mother's sex life, so I might investigate that and see if I can put that in as a bit of new material.
But does that open at the end of the month, David?
The show? No, the show opens on Tuesday.
Oh, it opens on Tuesday. Right,
yeah, I've got a new children's book coming out.
At the end of the month, right. I just got my timeline mixed up. Yeah.
But anyway, this is a story about a disabled girl called Chrissy, who has never been on a train but likes trains a bit like me, has got kind of romantic idea of trains and collects little bubble trains. And then she goes on a train and she's a bit disappointed at first because it's a bit functional and modern or whatever, but then kind of through the power of her imagination it transforms into a different type of train and she has an adventure on it, and that's what it's about.
All right, did you always get a seat when you were writing on the train?
I always got a seat. In fact, I was in first class. Next to me, there was nobody, but that might have been the seat that Virgin offered Jeremy, and he turned down, possibly because I was sitting next to him. But I don't know.
Is it right that you drew on inspiration of people you met on the train and saw on the train a little bit?
I mean, there are some characters knocking about little that she notices that are sort of based on people that I saw while I was on the train. And also, actually, outside the train, in that it's set in Berwick to begin with, and that's partly because I was on the London to Edinburgh train, and I don't know if you know that, you probably do know that journey.
I do know that journey very well.
Of course you do, and it's very beautiful as you go through Berwick on Tweed, I always think. And so that's why I decided to begin it, and she's travelling from Berwick to London for an operation, so quite a lot of what happens outside the window was certainly inspired on that journey.
I took that journey about 2 weeks ago, coming back from Edinburgh, to get back to do this show at 1 o'clock. I got the 7:30 train out of Edinburgh. They threw me off unscheduled at Newcastle.
Why? Had you been creating trouble?
Not in any way. The train had a fault, by all accounts. And then I had to get on one to Doncaster, where I had to wait 2 hours for another one. And so I was late for this show. And
I've got the people from Virgin PR in the next room.
Good,
because look like cause they want you to edit that bit out. Yeah. Well, that's the vibe I'm getting from them.
When I called them for a comment, no one would answer me. So,
you want you tell you need but to it gave me loads Jeremy of Corbyn. Loads that's who you need to contact.
loads of time. It was the same day as that Corbyn thing.
Really?
So I think he stole my thunder, if I'm brutally honest.
Okay.
But it just gave me more time to
write.
Did
you say he threw you off at Newcastle?
Newcastle.
That's where he was going.
Well,
something's going on here.
Going on here.
Yeah.
Listen, thanks so much. It's great to talk to you, as ever.
Yeah, really lovely.
So the book's out at the end of the month.
Yeah, there's a book called Annie Malcolm, which is one word, by the way. It's not Annie Malcolm, it's Anna Malcolm,
yep.
Because it's about a boy called Malcolm who transforms into a bunch of animals.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Is he a twin?
He's not a twin.
Okay. And the Girl Who'd Never Been on a Train is available now?
It's now available on Virgin's Beam channel on any Virgin train.
And you open in the West End with your show on Tuesday.
I do. My Family Not the Sitcom at the Vaudeville. Thank you, John, for mentioning all those.
You're very welcome. Can I have a ticket, please?
Yes, you can.
Good work.
Cheers.
Good work, everyone. Results. David Baddiel, thank you so much.
Cheers,
you listen
yourself.
To Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The sale of the summer at DFS ends Monday, but there are still savings on every sofa in store. So be quick. DFS.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your car come down? Well, it just has, at your local Vauxhall retailer. On top of our other great offers, Vauxhall are giving away £500 of free fuel with new cars at their sales event between the 8th and 12th of September. Just go to your local Vauxhall retailer or search Vauxhall Sales Event. Simple. On selected models across the range, at participating retailers from the 8th to the 12th of September. £500 on a prepaid debit card. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine. The weekend starts here.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The Marthenshire with the A40 High Street in Llandovery is still closed in both directions around Stone Street, the B4 344. There's an accident there involving a single vehicle. To the north of Shropshire, the A41 through Sandford through to Turnhill, that's closed after an oil spill last night. Traffic in the area very busy. There's congestion on the M6 south towards junction 5 for Castle Brom, that's because of an accident. The northbound side 4 to 5 is looking busy, and in Cornwall the A390 through Truro is very busy. There's been a two vehicle accident near to the Trafalgar roundabout. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Today on the afternoon programme, in the afternoon where this is and I am it, hello, it's 3:15. We're trying to help the BBC, right? Because I don't know whether you saw any of the remakes of their sitcoms. Are You Being Served? No. Good Night, Sweetheart. I mean, that was never a good idea in the first place. No. So we're coming up with sitcom ideas, which we will pitch to the BBC on your behalf. All you've got to do, these are the rules. You need a protagonist whose name must be in the title of the sitcom. That's the classic sitcom way. Witness Nelson's Column from BBC Two from some years ago, where John Gordon Sinclair played a journalist called Nelson who worked on a newspaper where he wrote a column. So we've had many coming in, of course. Earlier we heard about Over the Moon. Astronaut Eddie Over tries to move on from being dumped by his girlfriend, Susan Moon, by going round, this is how he gets over her, going around continually showing his bare arse. and playing cricket over the moon. Cornelius, what have you got coming?
This has come in from Jason, who says, just another manic Monday. What should have been a normal day at the office for Mitch Monday, but turned into chaos when he came into work to discover that all his colleagues had been decapitated. Just another manic Monday. Thank you, Jason.
Brass Monkeys has come in here from Lee. Eddie Brass works in the ape enclosure at a zoo, but the heating is broken. Brass Monkeys. Thanks for those. Do keep them coming in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with your sitcom name.
And just ahead of today's diversity paper review, because we're about to discover, of course, that the news can be quite complicated.
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
No, what about you, diversity paper reviewer, Mark? Can you get your... It's complicated, isn't it?
It's tough. Yeah. I'm looking at words on paper,
do the catchphrase.
No,
do the catchphrase.
Can't get my head around it.
Don't steal my catchphrase. What is it with everyone today? Yeah, you don't just come in here and go, nice to see you, to see you nice. That would not be tolerated. So don't steal my catchphrase.
Ooh, frosty atmosphere. It's the news explained through the medium of haikus. It's the news in haikus.
Sports Direct say that their staff will get a good deal. Big mug for £2.
News in haikus. They do a big mug, don't they, Sports Direct?
Yeah,
great big mug.
Big old mug
big
for
mug.
£2.
Big mug. They mug a mug. Like they mug off their staff. Right. It's time for the diversity paper review. Diversity paper review, the most diverse feature in broadcasting anywhere in the world, that's making this programme the most diverse programme anywhere in the world. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Lenny Henry. The paper's reviewed each day by a different diversity. Today we welcome back Mark, who is...
Brown.
Brown. What have you got in the papers, Mark?
Hashtag UB4Corbyn.
Yes.
This is one of my favourite things to ever happen. Mm. Ever.
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 Yep.
The 80s soft reggae band. I'm not even sure if that's the
it's
thing.
It's soft reggae. That's good, because that's true, I think.
Yeah.
I've not heard them called that before, but you've just encapsulated their entire raison d'etre.
Yeah.
Because you can have soft metal, can't you?
Yeah. Where,
you know, so if you go metal, you're talking like, I don't know, Anthrax.
Yeah.
Right? But soft metal, Poison. Anthrax is a Poison. That's not a coincidence.
No.
But reggae, Bob Marley, soft reggae... UB40, very good, very strong, yeah, good.
It's like a family-friendly reggae, isn't it?
If you like, yeah.
It's a Strictly Come Dancing for the reggae world.
Yeah.
Everyone can watch it, and everyone really knows why you like it.
Yeah. I don't like it, to be honest.
I don't like it.
UB40 at all, but anyway.
Anyway, they've come out in support of Corbyn yesterday.
Yes.
Quite extraordinarily, there was a press conference called. I believe journalists had to pre-submit their questions, which, therefore, isn't really a press conference. It's almost a forum. And UB40 have declared their love, their undying love for Jeremy Corbyn.
I'm fairly curious as to why, if I was a journalist and I got an email saying UB40 holding a press conference, why would you go? Why would you go?
Well, I think...
I mean, you literally just delete that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, it's like most of the emails we get around here, you know, offering us, I don't know, Yvette Fielding talking about sheds or something. I mean, you just delete. I mean, obviously Paul Ross then gets them out of the bin and books those guests. But
yeah, didn't he used to host that Most Haunted program with her?
Yeah, he did. Forgot he did that. Yeah. He's easily frightened though, isn't he? So I'm surprised he did that.
Yeah,
it's easy to put the willies up him.
It is
frightening. Moving on, so UB40 have...
UB40 have declared their undying love and are delighted to be back in the Labour leader. There is, I don't know how up to date you are with your UB40 news, but they've actually, from one UB40, there's now two UB40s. So the band split,
yeah,
because Ali Campbell, who's their lead singer, and a brother, his brother, have kind of fell out, and they split the band into two. So there is now two UB40s.
But which UB40 is the Corbyn backing UB40?
The Robin Campbell and Duncan Campbell UB41.
So the other UB40 backing Owen Smith?
Apparently, that's the rumours online and social media. I don't think they've been available for comment at the moment.
Because that would be excellent.
Their press conference?
This brings a whole new dimension to the leadership battle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Two rival UB40s backing rival Labour leadership candidates.
Yeah. There's so much depth to this, isn't there?
Yeah. This would be
the Labour Party divided by a red, red line.
Let's just give that a moment. Good. Right, so, okay, good. Your rival UB40s, right, next.
Actually, before I move on, we've got someone from one of the Corbyn back in UB40s coming on to talk to Sam Delaney later.
Is that right?
Yeah.
One of UB40?
One of UB40.
Which one is it?
I think it's the saxophonist.
Right.
I've forgotten his name already.
Okay. Well, he won't be coming on if he's listening to us.
Sorry.
I can tell you that. He's just now re-mailing to cancel that.
It's all right. It's all good.
Okay, fine.
Right.
Can't you get someone on from the rival UB40 as well?
I think we should. I think in the interest of balance, that's the
end. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
So is there a saxophonist in the other UB40?
Presumably. Because it would be hard to play their classics without
the right instrument.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, but for me, it has to be Brian Travers for the actual UB40.
Does it? You just Googled that, yeah?
No. I'm a big fan of Brian Travers, who will be on the Drive Time show. Or Travers.
Great.
Next.
You might have heard about this already. There's a headmaster, because obviously schools have been going back yesterday and today, who sent about 60 pupils home for not wearing the right uniform.
Yeah. Was it something to do with shoes? Or generally the right uniform?
Generally the right uniform.
Oh, okay.
I think shoes have been targeted.
I saw a shoe gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some mum in the paper who declared that she spent £220 on two pairs of trainers for her kids and they got sent home.
She's an idiot.
Yeah. I've never bought shoes that expensive.
Don't get them from there.
Yeah. Has she not heard of
Sports
Direct?
Them anyway.
You're not allowed to wear trainers to school.
Well, that's why they got sent home.
School shoes.
Yeah.
Idiots.
So how many children?
About 60
sent home.
Got sent home, yeah, to go presumably change and get into the
wrong
the
uniform.
Correct uniform.
What uniforms did they turn up in?
Shoes were definitely something that was wrong. I'm not sure what the other bits of their.
I was reading about this because there's a historical precedent. Because when Prince Harry first went to school, he set up in a Nazi uniform.
Got it wrong.
He got it wrong. And then there was a story about someone turning up in a unicorn outfit, just like a pantomime unicorn.
Mm.
And then someone else got it wrong, a pantomime eunuch, which is very different.
Yeah.
Got sent home. It's everyone's favourite bit of the panto, isn't it, when the pantomime eunuch comes on?
Well, he'll be on Drive, actually, giving his opinion on this story.
We managed
to get the pantomime eunuch.
Yeah.
He's behind you, so.
That's good. That's really good.
What else have we got, Mark?
There's a bit of diversity. It's a diversity issue in the paper. It's actually from yesterday. Basically,
in the newspaper
today, even though it's yesterday's news. If you were watching or listening to the news yesterday, you would have discovered that it's possible that pollution could be racist.
Right, tell us more.
Well, a load of people from Black Lives Matter UK
managed
to use a dinghy to get onto the runway of London City Airport and launched a protest by effectively, I think, lying down on the runway because they're probably right in this, that pollution affects the poorest in society the most, and the poorest tend to be from different diverse backgrounds.
That is true. That is true. They're not. Yeah. They're not wrong about that. Is there evidence that pollution does affect the poor? Why does pollution affect the poorest?
Because the poorest people live in the places with the highest amount of pollution. For example, that if you live in a city,
yeah,
which has a motorway running straight through the middle of it, the cheapest housing is probably closest to that motorway. So therefore, you'll like to breathe in the most amount of pollution.
I see.
And that's going to have an impact on your life expectancy.
Yes.
Therefore, the poorest people who suffer the most pollution will die earliest.
Right.
And if that's going to be, you know, people of brown or other colours,
yeah,
then that could well be you, and therefore pollution is racist.
I see. Pollution is now proven to be racist.
Yeah.
And that is an issue. Yeah. I didn't think it through a lot, because I read that for Black Lives Matter, they chained themselves to the runway.
Yeah.
And, you know, black people in chains, you just don't want to go there. Why didn't they rethink that?
Also, from the pictures, I mean, it's nice that Black Lives Matter have a wide net of people, but some of them, yeah, I'm not sure how much experience they've got of being black.
How many are?
I can't...
In the picture you're looking at?
In the picture I'm looking at, I think one, possibly.
Right. But it's good that people care.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, isn't it?
Yeah. That's
Julia Harley Brewer was talking about this yesterday and was very concerned her aunt couldn't land from wherever her aunt had gone. That was the thrust of her argument.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's what most people were worried about, actually. Yeah, yeah. Julia Harley Brewer's aunt.
Yeah.
And it looks like pollution's going to get into the Racism Hall of Fame now because of this.
I heard it might be facing the sack from its job.
Yeah.
Racist comments. Yeah. Yeah. Horrible stuff.
Can't do that. Yeah.
That's the thing. Apparently, as well, in other news, I think China and America acknowledged pollution earlier this week at the G20 summit.
Yes.
So it's a big week for pollution, isn't
it? Well, it is. And you know, in America, there is, you know, there are all that problems with police, white policemen shooting pollution in the back.
Yeah.
You know, and that is a big issue.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark, for coming in to do the diversity.
Thanks for having me.
Could you, when the guy comes in later, what was his name?
Brian Travers.
Yeah, from UB40. Could you get him to do something about the rat in the kitchen? There's a rat in the kitchen.
What are you going
to
do?
Well, I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know what to do. So if he could, you know, there is a rat in the kitchen.
I've had that conversation with him, and it's so rhetorical.
But what you should do is just get Sam Delaney. Right? Just to ask, the only question you should ask him is, there's a rat in my kitchen. What am I going to do? I'm joined here. Hi, I'm Sam Delaney. He talks like that, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm Sam Delaney. I'm on radio. I'm drive time. I'm joined by, what's his name? Brian Travers. Travers, UB40. Brian, thanks for joining us. There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I going to do? See what he says. And then just keep asking him that. Nothing else.
Be like Paxman, but with rats.
But with
Ratsman.
If you like. Mark, thanks very much indeed. That is Mark with today's Diversity Paper Review. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. You can win some meat on this very programme within the next hour. If you'd like to play a game of Dead or Alive, get in touch. You can choose some chicken, beef or lamb as a prize. Or a box of organic veg, because, you know, we're not racist. And 87222...
Start your message with the word talk.
...is the number. And next, after the news with Victoria... It's time for the big debate.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Important news for those who are sick of hearing about PPI. The FCA may impose a 2019 deadline for PPI claims, which means you might not hear ads like this in the future. But it also means you could miss out on claiming up to £5,000 if you were missold PPI. So what are you waiting for? PPI Claimback will do most of the work for you, and if you haven't had PPI, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6-foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beckham Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on Agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At exactly 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, the UK to build a wall around Calais. Ryanair boss criticises Brexit talks. And pupils sent home for breaking uniform rules.
Talk Radio.
Lorry drivers have criticised plans for the UK to build a 13-foot-high wall in Calais to contain migrants as a poor use of taxpayers' money. The barrier, which is expected to cost almost £2 million, was stretched for 1 kilometre along the main motorway to the port in northern France. Security expert John Gearson says the idea is meant to help hauliers.
They are getting attacked and their vehicles are being broken into generally, and perhaps also some members of the public. But it is pretty much focused on the approach to Calais, because of course there are other ports that go to the United Kingdom, but here we have a very large number of refugees very close to the Channel Tunnel and of course the ferry port.
During Prime Minister's questions, Theresa May told the Commons more needs to be done to deal with the migration crisis.
We cannot shy away from dealing with illegal migration, and I will be returning to this at the UN General Assembly. We need to improve the way we distinguish between refugees and economic migrants. This will enable our economies to benefit from controlled economic migration. And in doing so, we will be able to get more help to refugees who need it.
Ryanair's boss says it's decided to base 50 of its new planes outside the UK because of the vote to leave the EU. Chief Executive Michael O'Leary has accused politicians working on Brexit negotiations of being like headless chickens. Labour MP Virendra Sharma is demanding Air China apologise for what he's called blatant racism in an article about London in its in-flight magazine. Photos have been posted online showing the warning for tourists to take precautions in parts of the capital where ethnic minorities are likely to live. For the second day in a row, a school in Kent has sent home pupils for not wearing the correct uniform. Yesterday, police had to be called as parents staged a protest outside Hartsdown Academy in Margate. Head teacher Matthew Tate's told Talk Radio it's important to uphold the rules.
This school is a school that I want our children to be proud of, and part of that is having a uniform that we can be proud of and following through what we say.
A man has appeared in court charged with attempting to burgle Wayne Rooney's mansion while the footballer played in his own testimonial game. Robert McNamara from Scarborough is accused of targeting the property in Cheshire last month. And the president of the International Paralympics Committee has admitted this year's build-up to the Rio Games has been the worst in modern times. Ticket sales, which had initially been slow, have now surpassed the 1.5 million mark, and tickets for tonight's opening ceremony are sold out. Sue Bott is from the Disability Rights Network.
These athletes work so hard to get where they are, and it's that achievement, being at the top of their game, just the same as with any other athlete, that's what we should be celebrating.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy in the north.
The weather.
Cloudy in the north with
some
drizzle.
Was she called Sue Bott?
Yes.
My name is Sue Bott. I am ready for opinions.
Brilliant. So, cloudy in the north.
Do the weather in the voice of Sue Bott.
No.
God, please.
No. You, please. Cornelius can. I'll give you my weather. There you go.
This is just a piece of paper that says I fancy Cornelius.
That's
on it.
That's not true.
Cloudy in the north with some drizzle. Mostly dry elsewhere with plenty of sunshine. Warm and humid. Highs of 26 degrees.
Thanks, Sue Bott. It's...
We could get a robot to do that. It'd probably be cheaper to run.
Yeah, and more efficient.
Yeah.
Ben's got the pre-recorded sport live today. He's live from an orchestra performance where the crowd turn ugly.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The England under-21s manager says young English players need to have the right attitude if they want opportunities at the top level. Marcus Rashford, Nathaniel Shalabar and Ruben Loftus-Cheek scored in last night's 6-1 victory over Norway. Rarely, if ever, start in the Premier League. Gareth Southgate told TalkSport players need to work for their chances.
Just a
the move to the club, finally Warren Gatland has what he calls the biggest job ever.
From a terrible orchestra performance where the crowd turned ugly. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then, welcome along. Don't forget your chance to win some meat very shortly, around about half an hour's time. If you'd like to win some meat, this is the number you need to text, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You'll have the choice of chicken, beef or lamb or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. It's a game of dead or alive. There's a list of things, but are those things dead or alive? It's very simple. You come on the radio and you play it in around half an hour's time. Cass, Aspodcast, Through the Glass, will call you back if you text in saying you want to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And now it's time for the big debate. Tonight sees the opening of the Paralympics, of course. That other great Olympics after the Animal Olympics that used to be an excellent cartoon on children's television in the 1970s. Much to look forward to then tonight as the athletes, the para-athletes, is that... are they? Go on to glory in Rio, and what a journey it promises to be. But I'll be honest, not everybody is happy with that. On the line, having just called into Talk Radio on 08444991000, having heard me just then, just seconds ago, say the word journey, is Herman. Good afternoon, Herman.
Hello there, John.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Talk Radio. Now,
you're welcome. Sorry,
I haven't finished yet. Now, okay. You're very much against journeys of any kind, I think I'm right in saying, and you think we should put a stop to journeys. Do we need journeys of any kind in post-Brexit Britain, where we've got allotments and Black Lives Matter?
No, right. We don't. Let me give you a bit of context about myself, John. Yeah. I'm a morbidly obese man. Mm. I don't travel very far. I don't journey anywhere other than to the clinic every 2 weeks or so, and even that's going to be a... stop soon. They're going to make visits to me. But luckily for me as well, I also disagree with journeys anyway. I'm unable to journey, and I don't like journeys.
Yes, well,
I say, why travel anywhere when you can just eat crisps and watch QVC all day in your home?
Right, no, well, that is a fair argument, and I know a lot of people listening will be doing exactly that. But you did say in there that you did journey to a clinic, so that is a journey. I mean, did you not enjoy the journey to the clinic?
No, I didn't. I often step in dog muck on my way there as a result of me not being able to see my feet.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, stay there on the telephone, because I want to bring in Salvatore, who's also called in with an opposing point of view. Salvatore, you've heard there. That was Herman. I think you heard what he said. He doesn't like journeys, thinks we should absolutely get rid of them. They're unnecessary. Even necessary journeys are unnecessary, is the argument. Salvatore, what do you reckon to this?
Don't stop believing, oh. That song aside, John, I love a journey.
Yes.
I've just pictured Sweaty Herman hulking himself down the clinic.
Yeah.
Oh, what a sight. Journeys are fantastic, you know. The thing Herman needs to remember, journeys depend on three things. One, where are you going? Yep. Two, who are you going with? And three, what route are you taking? Now, in Herman's situation, he's talking about a hell of a hard time getting himself down the clinic.
Yeah.
But most journeys are fantastic, they're part of the experience of wherever you're going, really.
Yeah, well, I mean, all of what you said is accurate, but, Herman does have a point, doesn't he? Because if a journey... Even a necessary journey is unnecessary, as Herman is saying, and that's mostly, let's be honest, is because Herman is fat.
I'm fat.
Fat.
Fat. Yeah, fat Herman.
Fat Herman.
I'm fat.
Fatty Herman.
I'll admit it, I'm fat.
But aren't the... Isn't the point, though, that... You see, without journeys, we're not... I don't understand what you're proposing, because what you're proposing, we just stay put, Herman. We don't move... At all. I mean, is a what's the length of a journey? In your definition, what's the length of a journey?
The length of a journey that I would be happy with is to the fridge from where I'm sitting and then back again.
Right, and how far away is the fridge?
A metre.
A metre.
Yeah.
And that's because it is in a different room, but you're so fat that part of you is near it, though, right?
It's an arm's distance away from me, yeah.
Yeah. Right, OK. Well, that OK, there you go. 2 metres. Salvatore, that's an allowable journey. So why don't we just make sure that everywhere we want to go is within 2 metres of us?
Well, we could do that. You've got to remember that it's not just about travelling. You know, there's life choices as well here, especially with Herman's situation.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to enjoy the process. Lots of things in life will take a long time to do. You know, if someone tells me that if I do X, Y and Z, it will get me whatever.
What, algebra?
Well, yeah, but the journey then... becomes, you know, the achievement to get there becomes part of it. So my advice to Herman is to slow down, yeah. Take your time and enjoy it. Remember that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. That was from Lao Tzu.
Oh, I don't even want to think about taking a step anywhere.
No, well...
1,000 miles.
No, exactly, yeah. And I mean, the Proclaimers, famously, would have gone 500 of them.
Well, yeah, we'd have got them out of Scotland.
But they're thin.
Yeah, they're ginger, though, as well, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Another thing to think...
Go on. Fatty Herman.
Fatty Herman, yeah. Fat. Oh, I can smell him from here. No, the thing is, with travelling, it also depends on where you're going, doesn't it? I mean, if I was a death row prisoner being taken to the death chamber, I probably wouldn't enjoy that journey. But if you're hiking orienteering, then the journey is the main part.
Yes, but what if, and and I know they've been doing this, trials in Sweden, where, of course, they have the death penalty. And they are taking, it's interesting you bring this up, because they're taking death row prisoners to the death chamber, but via an orienteering course. Right, so they're not just walking down a corridor, a bleak prison corridor anymore. They take them out of the prison, into the hills and mountains and lakes of Sweden, a couple of days, orienteering round there, and then they lead them back to the death chamber. Now that's in contradiction to what you said, because, yes, it's a journey to die, but it's nice.
Couldn't they just run away if they're outside?
No, they're tethered.
Can't they?
Salvatore, Herman, I'm not talking to you. Salvatore... What do you make of that? It's a nice journey, isn't it?
In my opinion, all journeys are nice, so I'm not having an issue
with
that.
You're arguing with that.
Yeah. All journeys are, they?
Yeah.
Right, what about if they brought the death chamber to the convict?
How about that? What about a journey to go to the vets to get your beloved pet dog put down? Is that nice, you sicko?
Well, I don't know, but I mean...
Let's say you took the dog orienteering first on the way to the vet. How about that?
Well, my dog wouldn't like it. He can't walk.
I'm not surprised. Why don't we put Herman down? We need a lot of chemicals to do that, though.
Is it a fat dog?
It's a fat dog.
You've got a sausage dog, or you might have eaten him.
I want to just... let's not get too personal. I want to bring in this argument. You said, bring the death chamber. How do we get to places? Well, bring the... You've heard the phrase, bring the mountain to Muhammad. If Muhammad won't go to the mountain, you bring the mountain to Muhammad. You've heard that, right? Obviously, we have trouble finding Muhammad because he can't be depicted, certainly not on any maps, which wouldn't help the orienteering either, would it, if we're honest? But could you not just bring items... places people want to go. Think of all the places people want to visit, right? Great Wall of China, the Great Wall of Calais, the Cumberland Pencil Museum, the Grand Canyon, right? A Build-A-Bear workshop. What if you just brought all these to people instead? So some people are allowed to journey with these things, the people transporting them, but other people don't have to journey anywhere. What about that, Herman?
That would be ideal for my situation, but I'd feel sorry for the poor sod who has to transport them to me. I don't want to put them through any journeys.
So, I mean, Salvatore, it's an interesting point, though, isn't it? We stay put, you bring the things to people.
I'd happily bring something. I'd be one of the people that's for bringing them. I'd be the journeyman, because I do enjoy it. I'd happily bring the Grand Canyon to Sweaty Herman's house.
Yeah.
So he get it in and out.
I would not be impressed by it.
Oh, now that's not true, is it? Everyone's impressed by the Grand Canyon.
Take it away.
Yeah.
We know that you touched the side, Sam, and if we put you in there, though, you're fat.
Yeah, I would.
If you get rid of Journeys, X Factor contestants will have nothing. I mean, is that what you want?
I want them to have nothing.
Salvatore?
Oh, well, I'm not really concerned about that.
No, no one is. Let me ask you this, Herman.
Yep.
With your getting rid of Journeys, right? The novelist Jules Verne, right?
Yes.
What to the centre of the earth? What? What are you going to replace it with? What? A flag? Flag to the centre of the earth? No.
To the centre of the earth.
No. Roll, squirrel? Roll. No. Squirrel to the centre. Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, roll down towards it.
No, you've got to put a new word in there. The book's called Journey to the Centre. If you're not journeying to the centre of the earth, what are you doing?
Just standing above it.
Standing above it to the centre of the earth?
Yeah.
That's not going to work.
Oh, what's your idea then, mate?
Well, I'd keep it as it is, because I'm all for the journey.
Yeah, you've got a point there.
Yeah, he's got a point, hasn't he?
If you just want to get rid of it, you need to come up with some answers, mate. Fat mate.
You can't be bothered.
Yeah, mate. You're lazy. You're lazy fat.
All right, mate. Do you want me to cry? Do you want me to cry?
Cry your fat tears, you're fat.
And
it's a strain to get them fat tears out of your eye.
Come on, it's personal. There, we must leave.
Like tears of blood.
Leave. Leave the debate with Herman. Everyone's against Journeys. Those tears journeying down his face there, ironically. And Salvatore there. Can you sum it up for us in one word, please? Herman first.
Food.
Salvatore, sum the debate up in one word.
Waddle.
There. We must leave the debate. If you've got an opinion, do we need Journeys? What do you think? You know what Herman thinks. You know what Salvatore thinks. But what do you think? Do we need Journeys in post-Brexit Britain, where we've got allotments and Black Lives Matter? Do we still need them? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Sounds fantastic. Another round, so what's this sound?
Oi, come back here.
That's a gang of larcenous gibbons making off with someone's treasured marimba. But what's this sound?
Go compare.
That's the sound telling millions of canny householders where to look to save on their insurance.
For the right home cover, you'll soon discover nothing quite compares to Go Compare.
Sounds fantastic.
Start your morning with the breakfast wrap from McDonald's. A tortilla wrap with sausage, egg and bacon, cheese, potato rosti and ketchup or brown sauce. Sorry, I'll do that again.
Our breakfasts are freshly prepared, even if you're not. McDonald's. We make breakfast. Served before 10:30 a.m.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
This Wednesday, it's a £19 million jackpot. Imagine if Katie Price won it.
Katie TV.
Anyone can win with Lotto. Please, don't let it be her. Play makes it possible. Estimated jackpot. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Traffic's back on the move through Guildford on the A31 after earlier problems westbound around Hogs Back. Long delays building on the anti-clockwise M25. Only one lane open before Junction 1B for Dartford because of an accident. Queues back to the Swanley interchange. A breakdown on the M1 near Daventry Schools in northbound queue, 16 to 17. North of Shropshire, the A41 through Sanford still closed after a spillage, making traffic get on that route and surrounding routes very busy. And Carmarthenshire's A40 in Llandovery still closed both ways around Stone Street after an accident there. I'm Gerina Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, Girls Aloud. Well, I know girls and women are always allowed, but it's Girls Aloud superstar Sarah Harding plus John McCririck. Now, Sarah's in a new musical version of Ghost. Maybe her and John can recreate that famous pottery scene. Oh, there's a lovely thought for first thing in the morning. Put your top back on, John.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. A lot of reactions coming in there for, the argument. Do we need Journeys? Are they still relevant in 2016? A lot of people think we should get rid of them entirely. Other people think we should definitely keep Journeys. What do you think? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's what I'm...
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's been coming in, Colin.
Lots coming in. I've recently read Tony Blair's memoirs, A Journey, and now I want to kill innocent people in the Middle East. Yeah. That's coming from Alistair.
Well, that's part of the danger of it, you see, isn't it? And that's the problem with that kind of journey, is it will... it can influence people. I mean, you've got to be careful.
Absolutely.
It's like video nasties, they say, used to do that. Mm. Or violent video games, and the wrong kind of journey will do that to you. Sorry, I interrupted.
Stick Finn says, I'm sick of Fatman on my radio. Hashtag Ferrari, hashtag Miles, hashtag Brazil.
Thank you very much for that. 321, if you've got any more refactions... here's that number again, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Why do you have to say that every time?
Because if people don't start their message with the word talk, then it won't get to us.
Why?
John.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, we should. Have a word.
Well, I bet it will.
No, talk. What? No, it doesn't. I've tried it.
Have you?
Yeah. Well,
that's stupid.
I know.
Do they have to start the message with the word sport or anything?
No, they don't.
Why have we got to do it?
I don't know. But
God, it's one rule for one, isn't it?
BBC Sussex.
First, they get a television advert. Apparently, talk sport. What do we get? Naff all. And we have to start
our messages with the word talk. But with tweets, John, you can start them with any word you'd like.
This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Let's help the BBC. They need all the help they can get at the moment, of course, because they're running a sitcom revival season. If you've seen Are You Being Served, the remake, you'll know why. If you've seen Goodnight Sweetheart, I mean ever, not just the remake, you'll know why. We're helping out this afternoon by coming up with new sitcom titles and premises. If you'd like to join in, then here's the rules. The rules are these. Sitcom staple. You take... The title has to reflect the name of the character. That's the best way to make a sitcom, as you know. My example earlier was the real one. Nelson's Column with John Gordon Sinclair, who was on BBC Two, as a newspaper columnist called Nelson. That's it. So, what's been coming in here? Thank you very much for these suggestions. Poles Apart. This has come in from James. Poles Apart. Married East European couple, Jacob and Gertrude Pole, work as a lap dancer and scaffolder, respectively. But their jobs send them to the different parts of Warsaw. Poles Apart. What have you got?
This has come in from Charlie, who says that his idea is, oh dear, Horatio Deer haphazardly runs a deer behavioural college with hilarious consequences, and his catchphrase, oh dear... I think he's Irish as well. His surname is Deer.
Yeah.
Horatio Deer. Horatio O'Deer, I don't know. And he really likes Tom O'Dell.
Two wrongs don't make a right. Eddie and Peter Wrong tried to change their names by deed poll to Eddie and Peter Wright. But on this occasion, it's not the correct thing to do. Two wrongs don't make a right. Sitcom.
CJ Who says, sitcom idea, Journey to the Centre of Earth. Jim Journey tries to win the heart of Naomi Earth with hilarious consequences.
Never judge a book. Timothy Judge, who's a judge, has a part-time job as a librarian. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Eddie Cook, Ian Cook, Susan Cook, Timothy Cook, Tim Cook, Jacob Cook, Gertrude Cook, Denzel Cook, Emma Cook, Laura Cook, Gordon Cook, Dudley Cook, Liam Cook, Scott Cook, Denny Cook, Lauren Cook, all work side by side in a tiny soup kitchen. Too many cooks spoil the broth. Your sitcom ideas are very welcome. Please, 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, I don't know whether you remember these back in the day, but there used to be lollipops, right? Mm. And the thing about lollipops in back in the day, they used to have jokes written on the lolly stick itself. And I don't think they do it anymore, but they did. And what you'd have is an ice lolly, an icy treat, really. And you could buy it, and there was a joke. There was a setup to a joke on the stick. But to get to the punchline, you had to suck the lolly off, right? And that's then it completed the joke as a whole thing, right? So, that's fine, but what if you did that in audio form? To wit, Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. The Professor Stephen Hawking, the eminent physicist, of course, every week comes in here and tells us the setup to a joke. The setup to a joke. The punchline, however, is only available on our podcast. You see, so you have to download the podcast to get to the punchline of the joke. All right, it's Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal. That is how it works. Our podcast is available, of course, on iTunes. Or at talkradio.co.uk, find this show's page. And I'm sure I haven't checked, but I bet there's a link or something.
Easy to find.
And that's on the podcast. It's a good excuse to subscribe to the podcast. So that, you know, we've taken a leaf from the ice pop lollipop book and made it into an audio. Anyway, Professor Stephen Hawking is here, and he's about to tell us the setup to this week's joke.
What do fat people do in the summer?
There it is! Professor Stephen Hawking picking a joke there that tied in with the big debate earlier today. We don't just throw this together. What do fat people do in the summer? If you'd like the punchline to that, then it's available on our podcast, which you'll find on iTunes or at the website talkradio.co.uk.
Talk
Radio.
It is, yes. Just coming up to 3:30, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Hauliers have called new plans to build a huge wall at Calais, which is expected to cost £2 million, a waste of money. UK taxpayers will foot the bill for the 4-metre high structure to stop migrants boarding ferries on the way into the ferry port. Peter McDade, the founder of the charity From Wishaw to Calais, says the measure doesn't deal with the real problem.
From Syria alone, there are over 3 million people who have left the country in recent years. Germany had to take 1 million last year. There are millions of displaced people across the world, and we are not going to be able to deal with this issue by creating walls, trying to keep people out of the country. We need to have a bigger, more global solution to this.
Theresa May has told the House of Commons she won't give a running commentary on Brexit negotiations. The Prime Minister has been accused of failing to make progress on a deal since the vote to leave the European Union in June. Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary has described politicians working on the EU talks as headless chickens. He says he's basing all 50 of the airline's new planes on the continent because of it. Air China is facing calls to apologise for what one MP's branded blatant racism about London in its in-flight magazine. Tourists are reportedly being advised by the airline to take precautions when visiting areas of the capital where Indian, Pakistani and black people are likely to live. And in sport, Warren Gatland has what he's called the biggest job in world rugby for the second time. He's been put in charge of the British and Irish Lions for next year's tour of New Zealand. The weather, most places dry, but northwestern areas will become wet and windy tonight. Lows of 16 degrees. Tomorrow, that blustery rain in the north and west will clear to scattered showers. Mainly dry further south and east with some sunny spells, highs of 23. There's more in half an hour.
What time do you finish? I'm not asking you, you know, what do you do? What are you doing tonight when you finish? I'm not asking you out. I'm just curious because I don't know.
My last bulletin's at 7, so around 7:05.
As soon as you're out here?
Yeah, I tend to get changed into my cycling gear before my last bulletin.
Cycling gear?
Yeah, because I cycle to work.
Well, you don't turn up in it.
Well, yeah, I have a shower when I get to work.
Do you?
Yeah.
I've never knew this about you.
Well, you don't really take an interest in me, John.
No, that is true. Mm. Right, 3:31, Victoria there with the news. I've got an idea for you. Why don't you do the final bulletin at 7 o'clock in your cycling gear?
Well, I was just saying that's what I normally
good
do.
Good idea.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
So what do you do in between the 7 o'clock is the last one?
Yeah, so I write my last bulletin, and then as long as that's done and my handover's written, yeah, then I quickly get changed, and then do my knees and go.
Do your knees?
News.
Oh.
Why do you have to write a handover?
So then the person who's on bulletins in the morning the next day knows what stories I've run, which audio I've used, and what the top line is, or the most recent angle
of those
stories.
Do you leave them a list of words you've mispronounced?
No.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Take too long to write,
wouldn't it?
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Victoria. It's Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Hanson.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. Yes, in the next half an hour. As you know, if you've been listening, you can, and I'm going to say 100% confident, that this is the only radio show upon you can win a chicken, or a beef, or a lamb, or a box of organic veg. We also have that to give away because we're not racist. So a game of Dead or Alive is the order of the afternoon. We'll be doing it in about 10 minutes' time. I don't know whether we've got anyone to play it yet. No one's told me. But if you'd like to play it, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Thank you. And you can come on the radio and answer. Just tell me from a list of things, not the list of Victoria's mispronounced words, but a list of things, whether they're dead or alive. It's that easy. That's all you have to do, and you can win meat. You know the streets, not the band.
Mm.
Dry your eyes, mate. Rubbish.
I know, it's hard. Oh, so good.
It's absolutely
I'm going to listen to that on the way home.
Dry your eyes, mate. It's hard to think if you're over.
go home and cry to that song. Brilliant.
Yeah. You've never been out with anyone.
Well, it's not part of your own. It's true.
Mum at that bus stop. We go out onto the streets on a daily. Oh, hello.
You've got a cough button you can press.
What does that do? Does it make the noise of a cough?
No, yeah, it makes you cough. Perfect.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Try it again. What does it do?
Don't know. It's good.
Great. So. We go onto the streets.
You just press it again then.
I think what it does is turn my microphone off.
Yeah.
But it leaves your microphone on.
Oh, yeah. Wait, press it. Hello, it's me. It's just me. I hate John. Yeah. You're back.
Yeah, I didn't hear what you said because it cuts my headphones out.
So. Oh, does it? You're an idiot.
I've not pressed it. I know what you said there. Oh. Don't call me that.
Damn it.
It's a good button,
isn't it? What?
What's the button for?
It's if you want a cough noise. If you need to cough, it'll cut your microphone so you can cough.
So it's for...
Yeah, that's right.
Nearly made you say that on the radio. It's for...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. What's it for?
Coughing.
It's for coughing. Okay. Anyway, we go out onto the streets to find out what the people think by taking the pulse of the nation. Each day we send our crack team of reporters, that's a team of reporters that are on crack, out there to find out what the people think. Look, I've been up since 3 a.m. I've gone a bit weird. I've been doing Virgin Radio Breakfast all week, sitting in for Edith Bowman. It's starting to get to me, I think. There are people on the street. What do they think today? Do they think, was it key rings? Yes.
Yeah.
Key rings or bonsai trees?
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
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 Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Key rings.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Key rings.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Bonsai trees.
Good afternoon. Did you just say that on when the mics went live?
I don't know how much of that you heard.
No, nothing, I'm fine. All right then, so that's what the people think. Do they think bonsai trees or key rings? But what do you think? Do you think bonsai trees? Or do you think key rings? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with key rings or bonsai trees.
Okay. Just had an interesting... was it a tweet or a text?
A tweet.
We're very modern. We use Twitter here. Yes. At Talk Radio, if you want to tweet something. Just like...
Tom Critchell.
Has.
Yeah, he's tweeted, "When I listen to you in the car, this message holds on the screen. It's a bit threatening." And he's sent us a picture.
Yes.
And it just says, "We'll get you" on his little screen.
That is threatening, isn't it? So it drops talking off the end of it.
Yeah, because it's supposed to say, "We'll get you talking."
Yeah, so
and
I love
on
that.
His radio, it just says, "We'll get you."
I mean, that you know, budgets are tight round here, so you could say, if you just drop that word from the marketing campaign, the what? then you could simply, as if, you could just say, Talk Radio, we'll get you. That's pretty good.
Thanks for that, Tom.
Yeah. Right, in the next bit, we'll give away the meat in a game of Dead or Alive. You're listening to Talk Radio, we'll get you.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Imagine a car that pushes technology to the limit.
To begin your drive, swipe the touch-sensitive steering pad and look ahead, where you'll see directly behind you and indeed sideways thanks to Bug Eye Vision. And if a deer in front of you should appear to your side, simply access your steering pad keyboard and select the scared face icon to begin an evasive manoeuvre, if you've got the latest update. Imagine this car. Now imagine the Toyota Auris Hybrid, with innovation that's all there to make your drive simpler. Now with 4.9% APR representative and £2,000 towards your deposit. Toyota. Always a better way.
Available when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Excludes active.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on 10 litres of Brilliant White Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion for only £9.99 ex-VAT while stocks last. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
We're here to tell you about our club, a club unlike any other, Sky Bet Club. With offers and deals for new and existing customers, like a £5 free bet every week with Sky Bet Club when you bet £25. That's on all sports, accumulators and singles. So download the app and join us to make betting for the many, not the few. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Minimum bet of £25. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Traffic's back on the move through Guildford on the A31 after earlier problems westbound around Hogg's Back. Long delays building on the anti-clockwise M25. Only one lane open before junction 1B for Dartford because of an accident. Queues back to the Swanley interchange. A breakdown on the M1 near Daventry Schools in northbound queues, 16 to 17. North of Shropshire, the A41 through Sanford still closed after a spillage, making traffic on that route and surrounding routes very busy. And Carmarthenshire's A40 in Llandovery still closed both ways around Stone Street after an accident there. I'm Jarena Adams.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, we'll get you.
We'll get you.
We'll get you.
We're in your radio, ready to pounce.
We'll come out of it and get you.
I think that's good. I like that. I do... I'll drop my... Hang on.
We'll take control of your car.
I do like that as a marketing campaign.
Mm.
Talk Radio. We'll get you. Now, have you seen any... I don't know, is it around? I'm just looking on the floor there. Have you seen any news?
There's some. Where is it? It's just scurrying along the back there.
Oh, God. Get it. Get the news. Get it. Dirty news.
It's gone in the wall.
Trouble is with the news. It's quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it. Or my foot.
No. And neither can others, Cornelius. And that's why we're here to help. Because what we do every weekday afternoon, of course, is lead you through the news by embracing the medium of Japanese poetry. It's very much the news stripped bare. And when you do that, of course, you boil the news down, you end up with the carcass of some Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Faz withdraws from the Home Select Committee, just like he did with
News in Haiku.
Shush.
It's a shame the syllables ran out.
Yeah, though. It ran out
of syllables, didn't it? That's a shame. Right, quarter minutes to 4 o'clock on a Wednesday afternoon. Time. Give away some meat on Talk Radio in a game on the radio of Dead or Alive. we have meat to give away, and it's chicken, beef or lamb, or we have a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. So, how are we going to do it today? Well, of course, in a game of Dead or Alive on the telephone. On the telephone line we've got here in the studio that's based on Pythagoras' theorem. It's line 3.142. It's Gemma. Good afternoon, Gemma.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi
there.
Hello.
Lovely to talk to you, Gemma. Thank you. What do you do, Gemma?
I'm a violinist trying to make it big.
Violin is trying to make it big. What, the violin? What, the size of a cello?
Trying to make it a cello.
Oh, you play a cello. Yeah, well, maybe we can make a band.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, the thing is, it's not going to fit under your chin, is it, if you make it big?
Oh, that's true.
There's a problem there, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit of an issue with that. You haven't thought it through?
No, I haven't, have I? Oh, you've shattered my dream.
Where do you fiddle?
Well, I'm currently just doing, you know, like family parties. That's it, really. I'm doing some babysitting on the side to try and support.
Oh, don't sit on the side of a baby. That's not good.
No.
Yeah.
No, Gemma, don't do that. No. Do you fiddle on the roof?
I do. Do you know what? I was the main part in Fiddler on the Roof. I was the fiddler on the roof.
Yeah, I played the fiddler opposite the roof. The roof. Okay.
In my school play.
Did you really?
Well, yeah.
That's good news, isn't it?
My year six school play, yeah.
That's very good. I'm impressed with that. Is that what gave you the taste for the limelight?
Yeah, so it was that. Now I'm, you know, trying to take it further than my year six school play. Yeah.
Trying to build on that.
Yeah.
It's not going very well.
This whole broadcast is more or less a year six school play in radio form, as anyone listening to it will tell you, Gemma. It's fine. So
familiar to me, then.
Yes. You're welcome. Welcome home.
Thank you.
So what made you choose the violin as your instrument of choice there? Well, you know, many others to choose from.
Actually, I started playing quite recently, and everyone was like, "You're really good. You're really good at it."
Yeah.
So now I just, you know, busk sometimes and do it at family parties and.
Yeah.
So nice. I love the violin. I'm good at it.
Yeah. Well, that's hey, you know, if you're good at it, do it.
Thank you.
Come in for a busker session if you'd like.
Yeah. Come and busk on the radio if you want.
Please, that'll be my first gig.
Yeah, there you go. We do it on every Friday. It's Live Music Friday here on the show between 3:34, and we get a busker in off the streets, and they play live in the studio for us. So you could come and do that. You could come and fiddler on the studio, fiddler.
I'll play you something from Fiddler on the Roof.
Perfect.
Yeah, all sorts.
And while you're here, we'll set fire to Rome. Right, so you are about to play Dead or Alive.
Yeah.
Would you choose chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg?
The lamb.
Lamb. Good, good. Very good now. Springs here. I've got a list of things, Gemma. I've got a list of things. They're either dead or alive. You've just got to tell me whether they're dead or alive. That's it.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here
I'm
we
ready
go. Play. Let's play Dead or Alive on Talk Radio.
Okay.
Here we go. Dead or Alive. Gene Wilder, dead or alive?
Alive.
Well,
what?
Bizarrely, you're right.
Am I?
Yes, because Gene Wilder, the actor, of course, died.
Yeah.
But this isn't that Gene Wilder. This is Gene Wilder who plays bingo with my mum every Thursday.
Yes!
She is alive. Although I'm fairly sure no one's been in her chocolate factory.
So that's 1 point to me?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Good.
Dead or alive?
Next one.
Dead or alive? The chances of Keith Vaz renewing his wedding vows anytime soon.
I'm going to go with alive.
No. Come on, Gemma. He's been cavorting with the Rent Boys, isn't he? He's not going to be.
I know, but his wife might stick by him. You know, it could be a happy ending.
I'm not sure he paid for that. I don't think there was any kind of massage involved. Dead or alive, London, the licence for London's Fabric nightclub. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, we're sure on that one.
It's closed because it was it's been put out of commission because it was full of drugs.
Yeah, and I'm really sad about it.
Oh, you, do you like going down the Fabrics?
I do.
Really?
And now I can't go anymore, can I?
It's a dirty place. Dirty. They need a fabric cleaner.
Yeah. I found it was a bit hard.
I was going to invite
the people
you
a bit hard
me
there.
What?
I need a fabric softener.
Top note, yeah. Okay. Right, dead or alive?
Yes.
The chances of Talk Radio getting a television advert like Talk Sport's new one. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, come on.
Oh.
As if.
Oh, I don't know anything.
We're like the runt of the...
I'm just a violinist.
We're like the runt of the wireless group litter. Not going to happen. Dead or alive, the discussion about Chris Moyles on the geek website Digital Spy in the radio forum after I told a story yesterday about how Chris Moyles was once an arse to paid intern Cornelius. The story is...
Yeah.
Is the discussion dead or alive on the forum?
It is alive.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, it is alive. It should be. But the story was basically that Chris Moyles, when we used to work at Radio X, where Chris Moyles is, is that I asked Cornelius to go and ask Chris to record something for us for the show. And he went up to Chris Moyles and he said, can you record this for us? And Chris Moyles didn't even talk to him, all right, and ignored him and just talked to his producer, Pippa, and said, Pippa, someone I don't know is talking to me. So Pippa had to deal with him. True story?
Yeah.
Yep, there it is. So you're right, the discussion about that is alive. Probably more so now. Dead or alive, The Hills. The Hills.
The Hills.
The Hills.
The TV, The Hills.
The Hills. Dead or alive.
The Hills is alive.
Yes, with the Sound of Music.
Yes.
No, I'm afraid not. No, in this case, the Hills were a family that lived quite near my parents when I was growing up. They're all dead, three generations of them.
Oh, no.
Tragically wiped out in a fajita accident.
What?
Yeah. Dead or alive. Dead or alive. Pool.
Yeah.
Pool. P-O-O-L. Dead or alive. Pool.
Oh, I'm going to go with alive.
No, Deadpool, the film Deadpool.
Oh, doing so bad.
It was the film Deadpool, or Michael Barrymore's one. Dead or alive?
Yeah.
This is a music question. Dead or alive, The Man Who Has Boots in the Sting song. The Man Who Has Boots in the Sting song. Dead or alive?
In the Sting song, alive.
Let's find out.
I take a walk down the river in this dead man.
Dead man! Just boot shoes. It was dead. God, Gemma.
Dear.
Right, okay.
Stay there,
because we now need to find out your score. To do that, we have to enter your details into the system. So we're just going to boot up the system. I apologise in advance, it's quite a slow system.
I'll just boot it up quickly.
Just booting up the system. So do bear with us, Gemma, won't you? Because
I will do.
It's quite a slow system. It's an old dial-up system. Right, we're in.
Okay,
we've just got to put your details into the system now.
Okay, I'm very nervous.
Hang on. Gemma, how do you spell Gemma?
G-E-I.
No, I think, is it J?
It might be.
Yeah,
it's J.
J, then what? No, it might be G, actually.
Put JG.
JG.
Yeah, no, it's not like
E-I.
It.
E-I.
M-M.
M-M. A-H.
A-H.
That's Jemima.
No, it's Jehemma.
Jehemma.
Yeah.
Like jihad.
Yeah, a bit. Right.
How do you spell jihad?
J.
G.
Yeah.
C.
C.
H I.
H I.
M.
M.
L.
L.
X.
X.
D.
D. Excellent.
Jihad. Good. Just trying to put the details.
What star sign are you?
Sagittarius.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, it says an error.
Pick another one.
Pick another one.
Libra.
Yep, that's right.
Is the system ready yet?
Yep. Yeah, I'll just press print.
You just got to print out the score. It's quite a slow printer, I'm afraid. It's a really slow printer. It's an old one. It's printing out the scores now. Sorry, Jen.
That's all right.
Right, let me... Oh, paper jam. Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Right.
So what did Gemma get?
I can't confirm. Yes. The jihadexist scored.
Yeah, that's my name.
And the Libra scored.
Yeah. Yes.
3 points!
Hang on.
So I got too excited early.
Is that enough to win the meet?
Yes, it is! She got the lamb!
She got the lamb! She won the lamb!
Lamb! Jalama! 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 Lamb! Lamb! Lamb!
Lamb! Lama! Jalama! Jalama Lama Ding Dong!
Jihad!
Jalama Lama Ding Dong! Gemma, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Have won some lamb.
That is the best present ever.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Good.
What a win.
Oh, yeah. Well done. Thanks very much. That's Gemma, violinist, fiddler. She's won some lamb. We'll give away more meat, of course, next week on the programme. That's just about it from us, isn't it?
Aww.
We're out of here. Just time for me to tell you that I am sitting in for Edith Bowman all week on our sister station, Virgin Radio Breakfast. So if you'd like to join me over there, I mean, what's the alternative? Paul Ross. 6 till 10 in the morning, where I am on Virgin Radio. You know, there's music and stuff. Messy about. And then we're back here tomorrow afternoon, 1 till 4 on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Sam Delaney is next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.